down, sit down, Danny.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Right now, the highlight of my day, you're hearing it when I get to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, stadium announcer, Philip J. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Well then, fine. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Loose Tool and all the ships at sea. Serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners, it's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you, plushie.com.
Yeah.
And hello and thank you for listening.
Tuesday, April 25.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone number, same as it was yesterday. We'll take your calls all day at 1-877-365-3636.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, I got so much stuff today. I'm glad that we have 4-plus hours of radio time.
You're in the mood to purge today?
Well, I got tons of stuff to talk about. I do want to talk about the Stooges movie. I want a way to devote an entire segment to that in a couple of minutes.
Yup. Yup. Yup.
Because I know we all watched it. We all love the Stooges. Some of us more than others. But we all love them. But some of us are rather Rain Man like about the Stooges. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
And we will get to that in just a second. Plus, I want to talk about the shooting at the National Zoo in D.C.
Oh, God.
No, but I got something to go make you laugh about that.
I hope so, because it's pretty bizarre. Or as anchorwoman Maureen Bunyan said last night, a rather sad story.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, maybe I'll start with that before I go to this other stuff.
It's rather sad. Well, then, fine.
The thing that caught my ear during all of the reports about the shootings yesterday at the National Zoo here in D.C. was the fact that they announced that besides the fact that these kids were caught and they thought that it was gang-related and kids got caught in the middle of the gunfire,
right.
D.C. police showed up, but they were second on the scene because the National Zoo has their own police force.
Oh, well,
the zoo police.
Know, here I was not expecting the laugh and you elicited a chuckle already at it.
The zoo police. All right, listen, this is Nation Diction. I'm here with Cleveland Wheeler right now. We're from the zoo police. Stop or we'll shoot, man. Stop right there. We're with the zoo police. I'm here with Scott Shannon.
Shut on.
Rick Dees. Bunch of disc jockeys in Hawaiian shirts with big clown horns. Stop, we're the zoo police.
Okay. You know, you think of it in those terms. I was thinking of it in terms of Parks Closed, sir. Moose out front should have told you.
No, zoo police.
It's pretty amazing.
Hey, how you doing? All right, morning zoo police with you. I'm Fred. He's Frank. And we're the zoo police.
I guarantee you, if you went across the country, you would find some zoo that used the zoo police in there.
I'm sure. Or the zoo police.
Absolutely.
Imagine that. You do something wrong at the National Zoo, and Scott Shannon comes around the corner.
Hey, man.
And he's got his big,
I'm the zoo police, baby.
And they all jump out of one of those little tiny clown cars. About 1,000 fat disc jockeys in Hawaiian shirts.
That would solve things right there. Put the zoo police on the case.
This is Mason Dixon, and this is my co-zoo police man, Cleveland Wheeler.
Nothing like a morning zoo.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
Woo!
We're the zoo police. Okay, that's all I want to say about that, the zoo police. Thank you. We should say thank you to the good people of New York City.
Very good. Some early results in.
Really? Now, listen, I want to tell you something. That relatively speaking, our ratings in New York suck teats.
Okay.
Right. They just suck teats.
Well, we were starting from a very low point.
Yes. They got the ratings in today for New York, for WNEW.
Mm-hmm.
And we inherited a 0.6 share, which is half a share.
That's like one cab driver listening in New York City.
No, less than that. Let me tell you, as a point of reference here in D.C., our overall ratings are sevens and eights.
Yeah.
And in the demos, we have ratings that are like anywhere from a 10 to a 20 share.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In New York, the time slot that we took over, the 7 to 11 spot,
right.
We started with a 0.6.
Okay.
We were on for 1 month and 1 week of the ratings period.
Very good.
And we're already up to a 1.2 share.
Well, that's hey. Moving in the right direction.
You know, technically, we can say that we doubled the ratings already in
absolutely.
The first month.
We can say that because it's true.
Of course, there is nothing good about doing a radio show with a 1.2 share.
Nothing at all, but it's a start.
Except mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, it's on the right way up. So
higher than that rating we had before, which was, what, a 0.6?
Yeah, we started with a 0.6, then went to a 0.8 in the second month, and then up to a 1.2 by the third month, which was the first month that we were on for an entire month.
That means two cabbies are listening and Richard, our limo driver.
Right, so thank you, good people of New York.
Way to go, New York City.
Keep listening, and please keep admitting to the ratings company that you listen to this show.
Yes, don't be afraid.
Okay? Oh, and about radio, I got to tell you something about radio. I talked to a friend of mine today. You know, I network a lot with these other disc jockeys because I like finding out what's going on around the country. And I found out about this scam that's being run by a radio company. And there's no way to describe it other than a scam. Now, the radio business has become so consolidated
right.
that virtually, like, three companies own every radio station in America now.
Right.
If you're not with CBS, you're with AM/FM or with Clear Channel or whatever they're called these days.
Uh-huh.
So CBS is the biggest, the company we work for.
Right.
You know, Melco.
Mm-hmm.
And the second biggest chain is AM/FM. They own about 500 stations.
Stations all over the place.
Well, now, let me explain this to you real slow so you get what a scam this is. Of the 500 radio stations that AM/FM owns, let's say that 40 to 50 of them play records like Celine Dion and Phil Collins.
Okay.
Okay, that, you know, that boring, soft adult format.
Very good, yes.
Okay. They range in market size from markets as large as Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Going down the ladder to Spokane, Washington, as small as like Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
So what they do is, on each of those 47, 48 radio stations, they announce that they're going to have the biggest cash contest in the history of their city. They say that every day, we are going to give away $5,000.
This is all the radio stations.
Yes. If you're listening in Cincinnati, they say on whatever the Cincinnati station is, we're giving away $5,000 a day.
So it's like a company-wide contest.
Yes, but now the thing is, this is where it gets dicey.
Okay.
For the people listening to the radio in each of the individual markets, they don't know that it's a company-wide contest.
I see. They think it's their own radio station alone that's doing this.
So the people who program other radio stations in these markets, you know, must be scratching their heads going, God damn, how does a station in Spokane, Washington come up with $25,000 a week for a promotion through the spring ratings?
So unheard of, and they must be thinking they're blowing their promotional budget for the year.
Right, well, listen what a scam this is. All the stations, uniformly on their morning show, announce what time of the day you'll hear the free money song.
Okay.
Like if you're in Alabama, they'll say, hey, today at 4:30 we're going to play Celine Dion. When you hear that, be the 100th caller and win $5,000. Conversely, 4:30 in Alabama is 1:30 in San Francisco.
Right.
So in San Francisco, they say
the same thing?
At 1:30 today, we're going to play Celine Dion.
You'll
be the 100th caller and you'll win $5,000. So the specified time comes along.
So it's uniform. It's at all of their stations.
Yes, but now the people listening don't know this. So the people in Alabama, the people in Colorado, the people in California, the time comes when the record is played.
And they all play it at the same time.
And there's a different telephone number than the radio stations normally use for contests.
Oh, it's that main number for the company.
Right, it's a special number like 1-800-MONEY or something.
Right.
So they say, when you hear the song, call up. Now, technically,
that's the cheapest thing I've ever heard.
Technically, they do give away $5,000 every day.
Well, what they're doing is perfectly legal, but it doesn't have to be right.
Now, one person wins the money.
Oh, that is so shady. Yeah.
But what they don't announce is, since it's really a national contest.
Yeah, that one person in the United States going to win the money.
Wins the money.
Oh, that is so nasty. They make it sound like it's every individual station.
I said to my friend, well, how do they possibly put the winner on the air if you're in Huntsville, Alabama, and the winner is from Dallas? They said, well, here's how they get around it. They never announce where they're from. Meaning that when the 100th person calls up and it gets back to the main phone center and they pick up the phone and they go, hello, yes, congratulations, you win $100. Immediately, they send out a fax to all these radio stations and give them the name of the person. So that in Alabama, they go on and they announce, hey, we want to congratulate Mike Elston, who just won $5,000. Listen tomorrow. Now, what they don't mention in Alabama is that Mike Elston
was from Colorado.
It was in Colorado.
Oh, that is so nasty.
Oh, can you get this?
Oh, that is, I totally get it, and it's dirty dog.
It is the biggest friggin' scam that I have ever heard of in the radio business. As far as I can tell, it's legal.
Mm-hmm. And they're taking a promotional budget that would normally be for a radio station, and they're making it nationwide, which is basically eliminating the need mm-hmm. for any kind of promotional budget at all. That is,
and what the
exactly.
people,
down and
what the people in these cities,
so cheap.
What these people don't know is that, you know, your odds of winning a radio contest to begin with are not good.
They're astronomical, but if you combine it with the markets all over the country,
right, then you've got no chance of winning.
You're basically, you know, it would be a question of what city's going to win, and those odds aren't very good.
And of course, the radio stations are not going to come on and announce, listen, this is really a national contest where you're competing with listeners from 50 other markets.
Oh, that sucks.
And they're certainly never going to come on the radio and say, guess what, the $5,000 we gave away.
I bet they feed them down the line two promos, too, with the winners on there.
Sure. Yeah, maybe they do.
That are just totally, you know, you're just mentioning the name and the reaction and stuff. Oh, my God.
Maybe they do, but is that the biggest
that is
freaking
horrible.
Scam that you've ever
horrible.
Heard of?
I mean, it's nothing for a company. If it's the entire company, it's nothing for them to give $5,000 away.
And I heard that they do it not only with, like, their adult stations. They got a separate scam going with all of their oldie stations.
Sure.
A separate scam going with all of their AOR stations.
Oh, and that's just an excuse for the mm-hmm. program directors and the general managers at all these stations to go, we don't need a promotional budget.
Right.
It's all done by the company.
That's
it's
right,
like the
right.
Big Brother syndrome.
Because then it sounds like mm-hmm. they're giving away $5,000 a day for 3 months. When really,
I wonder if they, I mean, aren't they supposed to say this is a national? I guess they can get away with it. They probably checked it out. You know, when they're slimy
sure.
like that, they
well,
checked it out with their lawyers and everything.
Here's where it gets dicey. The guy who told me about this told me about one radio station in Raleigh where some listeners
right.
have figured out what's going on.
Good.
And they went to the website and they found nothing on the website in the rules for the contest
right.
that indicate that it's a national contest, not a local contest.
I would think they'd have to mention that.
Hmm. Of course, who
it's
knows?
Such a, you know, because say you're listening to one of these radio stations and you say, hey, I'll listen a little more frequently because they're going to give away this money, which is why they do that, right, on radio stations.
Of course.
When you really have no chance of winning.
And furthermore, the people who are winning the money are not even from where you live.
That is horrible. That is really, really horrible.
All I know is whoever thought that idea up, they should come work for CBS immediately. Because we have no freaking money to give away on this show. We'd love a scam to give away some money.
Try this. On a smaller scale, but just as shifty, I worked for a radio station once that gave away a Rolls Royce. What the winner of the Rolls Royce didn't realize is that he wouldn't be able to afford the taxes on it. Just like the person who won it at the company's radio station in another city before him, and the winner at another radio station in another city after him.
Same Rolls Royce?
The same Rolls Royce, given away one by one by every radio station in the chain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right, until you finally hit somebody
right.
who can afford the taxes on the goddamn
car. But aren't they supposed to, if they win it, mm-hmm. can't they sell the car back to the dealership?
It wasn't from a dealership. The company actually owned this car.
And I'm sure in the small print it said
right.
you must pay all taxes on the price.
Right.
It says that sometimes on TV shows, on game shows.
It's amazing.
That's just a scam.
Oh, radio.
It's a total scam. And I know that in some of the markets that we broadcast to, there have to be some AM/FM stations where there are radio stations doing this promotion.
Oh, I'd love to hear from people if they've become aware of this contest. I'd like to know more about it.
You just have to know what a total scam it is. Okay, here's people talking about this. Mark.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Mark calling from Kansas.
In the good old Wichita, man. I tell you what, I've been up.
What? I tell you what. Click, click, click.
I tell you what, I got a big old thumb, man, and take on my cell phone, just press it right down, click, 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 and disconnect me.
All right, here is Mark from the Bay Area. Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
I got onto that scam as well. What they do, additionally, to everything you mentioned, is actually have the previous day's winner kind of built into their trailer.
So you knew that was going to happen, so they send it down along the line and they record.
Yeah, there's Don Geronimo who won $5,000 yesterday. Woo! You know,
what they don't announce is that, you know, whoever won the contest was from, you know, Loveland, Colorado, or from Des Moines, Iowa.
They never mention it. Why should they, right? I mean, they're making it sound local. Why not create the illusion? Once again, as you have always said, a lot of these radio stations,
please,
they think that you're the dumbest people in the free world.
I swear to God they do.
Hey,
anytime a radio station says to you, from your friends,
right.
you know they're lying to you. Anytime a radio station says, we listened to you and you told us this is what you wanted.
I would love to hear, you know, that must be, there must be some guys in that company that just really, because I know that if you were programming WAVA and they did that, that is God.
It would
really
piss me off. I wouldn't do it.
That would just tick me off because you're lying to your listeners,
right? I would not be a part of that. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, there's a station here in Wichita that does that contest. And not only do they just announce the names, but it takes them like a half hour before they announce the winners. They actually get a tape of whoever answered the phones and insert the DJ's voice in there to act like the DJ is actually talking to the winner.
Oh, now, you see, if they did that, that is blatantly illegal.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if they were to doctor a tape, well, you can doctor tapes.
You can doctor tapes. Of course, you can take those, once you've got the permission of the person that won, you can do anything you want with it.
That's true. That's true, you're right, because we make our listeners sign a release that says, we can use your tape in any way that we see fit.
Anybody calling, and what they do is on every one of those radio stations, you better believe, the Billy Big Voice guy is getting on there and going, oh, good, doesn't really know. She knows the national contest. I bet they've got that somewhere. I swear to God.
Maybe they run it like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, they could roll it in. So that is fun.
Yeah, they do play a disclaimer, not during the actual contest, but various times during the day I hear them, they'll play the disclaimer saying it's on 49 stations, but they just throw it in the middle of other commercials.
They sneak it in there.
Oh, those bastards.
I actually called the DJ in the morning. They ran the contest to ask if he thought the listeners were stupid. And he got all upset with me, and I asked him why they even play these tapes. Is he trying to fool the listeners? And he had no answer. He wasn't trying to fool the listeners. They just played the tape because that was the contest. And they
definitely means you're getting somewhere if he's getting upset.
Fantastic. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm a little late, the guy just said about the disclaimer, but they run it really fast, like the car commercial.
Oh, I knew they'd do that too.
Mike was exactly right. They go, and this contest has run all over our network and blah, 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 blah. Later.
That is so funny. I'm sure they bury it in the middle of a stop set.
No
one's going to be listening, like between spot 3 and spot 4.
Contest not exclusive to the market. Contest 49 sections.
Yeah, you have no chance of winning.
You have absolutely no chance of winning. If you see these fans, sounds local. It's not.
Hello, Joe.
Hey.
Joe, hi.
I listen to a station on 98 Rock in Baltimore, and they don't ever pull no scams.
There you go, you moron.
I'm going to delete that out.
God.
Wait, I'm just going to delete that right off the air.
Thank you very much.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
It's a station in Baltimore doing that as well. The country station up here.
Well, listen, I don't doubt that it's probably an AM/FM station.
It is.
I'm telling you that they do this on all of the formats on all of the radio stations.
That is too funny.
So the people in Baltimore should listen. And when they're listening to the country station, they should know that they have no chance of winning the freaking money.
They do is differently what you guys are talking about. Like, just say, Don Geronimo from Essex. Congratulations, you're a $5,000 winner. They will actually insert a local city's...
I would say that if they're saying where a guy lives from when he wins the money, that most likely then maybe that's not a station involved in the scam.
Yeah, well, it's probably not the same thing. You know, we're not talking about anything that's very unique with stations giving away money either. I mean, lots of radio stations.
No, Jesus, listen to all the stations now, no matter where you live now. Now's the important ratings time,
right?
The spring ratings. Every goddamn station is giving away money, and they all do it the same stupid way with,
absolutely,
like, either listen for your name or, mm-hmm, or play the lottery, get the at-work lottery. If we call your number, you win. Call in and tell us when you're listening, because that's the only time we'll call and give you the money.
I would love to hear the way they do that, because I think those guys from Wichita were dead on. I think they were definitely listening to a station that did it, especially when they throw the disclaimer, because they have to. I think they have to say somewhere that it's...
Maybe they have to run it once in every day part.
I bet they do.
Hello, Ken from Georgia.
Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm on vacation up here in Georgia, right? I'm from the Tampa Bay market.
Yeah.
I don't get you guys. But one of Clear Channel stations is running this whole deal, too, down there. So I don't think it's completely isolated to AM/FM as well.
Well, I mean, as we said before, as anybody offering money, I mean, it can be any station. I mean, everybody's giving away money right now.
But I'm telling you, I know that the AM/FM stations as a group are doing this promotion, that they're rigging this promotion so that people think in these, in all these cities, that their stations are giving away absurd amounts of money.
Yeah.
And of course, they get on, you know, and say, hey, we're not rigging anything. We announce in every day part. It's just they're not, you know, they know what they're doing.
And they never come out and say, I'm positive that they never come out and address this issue. That
well,
all they
of course
do
not.
Is,
that's why that morning man probably got mad.
All they do is hammer promos that say, you know, we're giving away more money than any station in the history of Tallahassee, Florida.
And they can get away with that, when it's, but it's technically really not all that accurate.
We're giving away $5,000 a day.
The total cash given away by this radio station will be $1 million, but it's really not true.
And you know, it's the same way. You know, listen to Bob, Fred, and the Breakfast Flakes tomorrow morning at 7:20, because for whatever reason, that's been designated the official morning radio contest time.
Yeah, based on a fleet of consultants and research people that say 7:20, everybody's listening.
Listen at 7:20, and the Breakfast Flakes will tell you the song of the day and the time that it's playing.
Woo!
But what we're not going to tell you is that we're saying it at 7:20 a.m. on 50 goddamn radio stations throughout America.
If you, and of course, they'll have spin control if this goes national, if everybody starts complaining about that. If you've had trouble winning our contest, just remember this. We're doing the best we can to alleviate your concerns.
Well, it's going national today.
Very good. How about a Rolls Royce?
Hello. Jeff.
Jeff. Hi, this is Surf.
Hi, Surf.
Oh, all right, goodbye. He was upset about it. No, he's a CBS DJ.
Goodbye. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike. The Orioles have a worse one that really pisses me off. They say, listen to this afternoon's Orioles game. We're giving away $1 million. But then if you listen, what it is, they pick a certain inning and a certain player. And if they say, if that player hits a grand slam home run in that inning, the person who's drawn will win $1 million. It's like $3 billion. One,
I know, and then they can get on.
Any given player will hit a grand slam home run in a given inning.
That is a common baseball promotion.
That's been done for a million years in baseball. And yes, they can say we're giving away $1 million and probably haven't given away $1 million in 10 years.
Never. Hello, Mark.
Hi, I'm sorry, I suck. I got disconnected when I tried to talk to you.
Yes, Mark, hi.
What's going on, buddies? Listen, you know what the problem is that not only are they doing among all these radio stations in Wichita, but, you know, like a regular radio station that would invest $15,000 for a spring book promotion, all of a sudden they feed all that money into local television.
You know what? Yeah. We talk about something that's inside. I
that
hang
was
up
a radio
that
guy. Mm-hmm.
You get too many radio files. People who want to throw around the names of the companies and want to talk about stations, promotions for the spring books. Please, you know, go J.O. on someone else's show. Please. You know, we're just trying to inform people here that there's a radio scam going on right now.
And I really think that the other two callers we got from Wichita kind of crystallized it as far as what's going on. When they talked about the disclaimer, I'd give $1 million to hear the disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm sure someone will send it to us.
Hello.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Okay, I'm calling from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I drive on Monday. I listen to Don and Mike, and I listen to the next show.
Yes.
And I wonder what happened to Tom Lucas' show.
Tom Lucas is dead.
He's dead?
Yes, he died of colon cancer.
No, come on.
Yes, it was chronic picking and eating.
No, come on.
No, that's the truth.
Don't pull my leg. He's gone.
I'm being very serious.
Don't pull my leg. I tell you now, don't pull my leg.
Gosh. Tom Lucas is dead. He picked his butt and ate it so much that he gave himself colon cancer.
Oh, my God.
And then it spread.
Oh, dear.
It went from...
Is that the truth?
Yes, that is the truth.
I just because I was listening to him for almost a year.
Yes.
And I just...
well, he sucks. Or rather, he sucked.
Don't you pull my leg.
So that's all I wanted to ask, and I really enjoy the show.
Well, thank you.
Driving my truck, and I enjoy listening to you, and so the next show.
Right. Okay, well, just so you know, we are also dead.
Are you dead?
Yes.
Just listen, let that be a...
Don't pull my leg.
Let that be a piece of advice to you. Don't pick your bottom.
Right.
Don't be like Tom Lycus.
What do you mean by you dead?
That's what I mean. He's dead. He's dead to me. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Goodbye.
They had to be pulling my leg.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, radio gods.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wanting to tell you about the AM/FM commercial. Here in Wichita, they got it on 5 different stations, and I tried to call into the DJ one morning to find out if it was a national contest because I got the rules with it. Weird area code on it, and the guy wouldn't tell me anything, so he took my name and number, and then he called me back an hour later, and it was the station manager, and I had to argue with him to tell me it was a national contest.
I'll tell you something. You know, Wichitans are the type of people that would get to the bottom of this. You know, we love
would
you.
Dig their teeth in and not let
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Right.
Good for you. Good for you.
And if they own a bunch of stations in one market, if they've got the balls to do it, like, on all their stations, and maybe cross over with two or three of the stations where it's the same time and the same record.
I don't see how it could work if it wasn't.
Oh, my
Although,
God. That
you know what
is
it could
so
be?
Blatant.
No, what it could be is if they have five stations in a market, I'm sure one of them is oldies.
Yeah, right.
One of them's top 40, one of them's AOR. So they're just doing the same contest, but at different times with different records. Hello, Don and Mike show. Bill?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi there. I got a way that you can win this competition, then. There's no way that they can coordinate every station playing this record at the same time. So all you need to do is call that 800 number like 30 seconds before the song comes on.
Oh, you're a genius, aren't you?
And,
and just let it ring, and then you'll be the first caller. Because
you'll be the first one.
Because,
I mean,
I'm sure that they don't clear the lines before they do a contest.
Yeah, but how can they say that you didn't hear it in Illinois and it wasn't played at exactly...
You know, we don't know the details of the
22.
Contest, but I would venture to say they wait till probably five after. They guarantee that all the stations...
Have played the record.
Have played the record.
Well, then they're breaking the law because they're not really taking caller 100. I mean, you know, they're...
Well, no, listen, legally, how dumb are you? They really are taking caller 100. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter when they start taking caller 100.
As long as you do count up to caller 100, it's okay.
See, if your logic was to hold true, then you could start calling. They were going to play the record at 6 o'clock in the evening. You could start calling at 7 o'clock in the morning.
But usually they...
And then you'd say it was illegal because they hung up on you because you called too early.
But they usually say caller 100 from when we play the record.
Where are you from, sir?
Originally?
Yes.
I'm a foreigner. I'm sorry. I'm
okay. Yes. So don't try to mess with our contest.
Thank you.
It's the greatest contest in the world. The greatest city in the world. Greatest country in the world.
Well, you're right. I'm here.
Goodbye. Thank you.
That's right. I have to point out sometimes we won the war.
Mm-hmm. Although, I'll tell you something. Back in the day, back in the day when I was a radiophile myself, when I was about 10 years old, what all I used to do was call Harmore and Columbus.
Want to take a phone call right now from Little Donnie G. We're playing a contest, and boy, he is a curious George when it comes to this one.
I would call Tiger Bob Raleigh, all these disc jockeys on PGC.
Hey, Tiger Bob. Little Donnie's coming down with his orange crate.
I did know, though, that Columbus, who was the afternoon disc jockey, I knew that he never answered his phones. So I would do exactly what that guy said. I would call at 2 o'clock, and I would just sit and let the phone ring for 45 minutes until Columbus said, I'll take caller 15 right now on the in-studio line. Good luck. And because I knew he was such a lazy son of a bitch, he would just take the first line that was ringing.
Right.
And that's how I would win prizes all the time. I mean, back then, that's how it was done.
Right. And then you met Harv Moore after that, right?
That's right.
Little Donnie G's coming down here. Boy, I'll tell you right now, he is the prize pig of prize pigs. He's going to come by, and I'm going to show him how to work the cut machine and the reel-to-reels and all the records. Cue him up. Cue him up, Little Donnie. You go to the back of the studio. Meanwhile, wear something flimsy. Harv Moore will be sitting up here at the control board. Woo, Lordy, it's hot. Harv Moore's going to slip out of his trousers right now. Get a little more comfortable, Donnie G.
You love mocking my relationship with Harv Moore, but I'm telling you, it was never skin on skin with him.
Pedal faster, Donnie. I'm thirsty. All right. How you doing? He didn't say burnt toast and coffee.
No,
time,
he
did.
Didn't. Hello, Mike.
That was another guy.
Yeah. Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I'm just curious. You know, locally here, you know, 107.3 with their high-low jackpot. Yeah. Obviously, that's local. How do they afford to pay that money?
What do you mean, how do they afford to pay it?
Well, I mean, it seems like they're giving away tons of money when they run
Listen
these
to this.
Places.
This is, I swear to God, sometimes, I know it's probably not a plant, but it sure sounds like a plant. They're giving away tons of money. How can they possibly afford that? How stupid do you think?
Hold on.
How stupid do you think we are? How dumb do you think we are?
Noodle it through. I will walk you through this.
It's not a plant, though, is it?
No, it's not.
It's just a guy that's
what? It's guys like this who the radio stations prey on.
Right. Right.
Really, when we talk about how radio stations love dumb people, it's guys like this. Idiots like this. Jesus Christ. F you. What do you mean, F me?
What are you talking about? I know it's local. What the hell are you talking about?
You're saying, how do they give away all that cash?
Listen, you dumbass. I'll explain it to you how a radio station gives away money. If you're calling from D.C., it is the eighth largest market in the world. There are 4 million people here. Even a crappy station like Mix 107.3 makes $10 million friggin' dollars a year.
Okay.
Okay?
So they are allotted a tremendous amount of money for a budget. But also, the bottom line is you got to figure out how much money they really do give away.
Right.
And how often. That's what you got to pay attention to.
Have you noticed they only give away money when the ratings are on?
Yeah.
It just sounded, Red Eye? It almost sounded really like he was a player. How can they possibly give away all that cash?
No, I think he's just dumb. Just 100% dumb. But you do sound like a good Mix 107.3 listener. Like a good, loyal, stupid Mix 107.3 listener. Keep enjoying Gloria Estefan into Billy Joel. And God, I die every time they play Hurt So Good by John Cougar, because that song's not too burned. Keep enjoying it.
I don't listen to that crap. I listen to you guys.
Well, we're on in the afternoon.
No, I know. I listen to Howard Stern in the morning. I have a friend who's played this game.
Well, that's good. You seem to know about a lot of radio stations.
Yeah.
A
question for you. You ever hear of a red eye?
Yeah. How do they give away so much money? How can they do that? God, that's boggling my mind, Donovan.
I'll tell you right now, Diamond. We sure do give away tons and tons of cash. Hey, my stupid brother called today?
Hey, little buddy. I want to tell you something.
Yeah, Diamond, go ahead.
Here we go, the high-low jackpot. You know, I heard somebody on a local radio show yesterday said, how does Mix 107 give away so much money?
I was wondering about that myself, my friend.
And you know what? Here would be your typical disc jockey answer.
I'll tell you now, right here on Diamond in the Morning, because I never lie to my listeners.
Yeah, go ahead, Diamond. Tell them, Diamond.
The money that we're giving away?
Yeah.
It's coming from our paychecks. That's how much we care about you, our loyal Mix 107 listeners.
Oh, that's fantastic, Diamond. Let me tell you a little personal story about myself. I severed my hand completely off. I severed it clean off, reaching for a piece of cheese that was in the rat trap.
Really,
where I lived,
buddy.
In my rat hole.
Really, little buddy.
Yes, sirree. I'm Rat Boy.
And I would just like to say hello to Lisa, who is, of course, my fourth wife.
How's she doing, Diamond?
She's doing great. I'm getting a little sick of her, though, little buddy. I'm thinking about trading her in on model number 5.
Hey, fantastic, Diamond. I hope you court her on the air just like you did lovely Lisa.
But I'm going to wait until I have a couple of kids.
Oh, that's a good move, Diamond.
So I can parade them on the radio and have them read out of joke books on Easter and Valentine's Day. And then when I dump their mother to go move in with the next woman, you'll never hear from them again on the radio.
Oh, fantastic, my friend. That's great. That's why I love you, Diamond.
I love you, little buddy. That's right, little buddy.
Thank you, Diamond.
How do we give away all this money at Mix 107?
Oh, man, how do I make it home from work when I'm walking and all the cats are chasing me? Because I look like a rat. How do I do that? I don't know, my friend.
I'll tell you how I do it. I do it by driving a brand new Corvette every year, and I turn it into the Chevrolet dealership. And when I turn it into the dealership, they put a little plaque inside that says, this car driven by Jack Diamond.
Hey, that sounds like a sweet deal, my friend. Sounds like a great deal.
That's right, little buddy.
You haven't brought that up in a long time, my friend.
Hey, I got some more Phil Collins coming up. You know, he's super. We're going to be playing Susudio in a couple of minutes again.
Oh, I love that. Play that Rolling Stones song that talks about rats on the east side. I relate to that one, my friend.
Can't play that. That's a little bit on the racist side.
Oh, that's right, Diamond.
Hey, we got that great Celine Dion Titanic song coming up for the 1,000th time this week.
Oh, no, Diamond. Oh, no. I'm panicking. Where's my tan accelerator? Where's my accelerator?
Hey, and where's my Just for Men? There's something makes the gray go in your hair, not take it out of your hair. Hey, little buddy, would you come over here and would you braid my ponytail? Because
absolutely, my friend.
I'm so far behind the times, I still think that a ponytail is hot.
I like your ponytail. I like your diamond earring. I like your diamond, get it? Diamond earring.
Hey, don't forget, everybody, I'm going to be out at the old Ollie Grill this weekend with my folk band, with the Jack Diamond Trio, singing some fantastic inspirational music.
And I'll just be hanging around trying to get my big ears through the revolving door with my tan accelerator. My friends.
Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are. Coming up again, like we play it every day, just at a different time every day.
That is charming, my friend. Super duper, my friend. Well, Slicky Bob, baby, baby.
And Elton John, say, who doesn't like The Lion King? We play that song every day on Big Swallow Sample.
I love Elton John. Oh, I gotta mention, I'm gay. There you go. Absolutely. Fantastic. With my tan accelerator. All right, my friend.
All right, my new wife Lisa's here. I'm going to talk about her a lot. That's how I know who she is, incidentally, because I hear him talk about her a lot. My new wife Lisa.
Hey, I heard you want to have a number one record for her, Diamond. That's a great dream.
As a matter of fact, that's my dream. My dream is to someday produce a number one record for my new fourth wife, Lisa. Number one for number four.
My dream. My dream, Diamond.
What's your dream, little buddy, you little rat?
He said, nobody will put out any more rat traps, so I'll sever my limbs. That really makes it difficult for old Bert when he's trying to get his cheese in the evening for dinner.
You know, that Shania Twain, she is super.
Yeah, you're going out on a limb there, Diamond.
We'll be playing some of that hot country babe music coming up in a couple of seconds on Diamond in the Morning.
All right. Hey, I got your copy of the Electric Weenie over here, Diamond.
That's my joke sheet. I need that, little buddy.
Absolutely. Here it goes. Okay, there's my tan accelerator.
I need that, little buddy, because at any point I'm going to stop when we're done playing records, and I'm just going to read jokes.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea.
Life is coming right off the top of my head, little buddy.
Okay, read those jokes, and I'll put more styling moves in my hair, my friend.
And when I say anything that's the least bit controversial...
Ooh, don't work blue, Diamond.
I want you to call me Jackson.
Jackson. Jackson. You're being dirty.
Want another carrot, little buddy? Want a piece of cheese, little buddy?
Yeah, give me a piece of cheese, please. All right. Oh, man, I'm sitting on my tail again. My big leather tail. My friend, but it's tan.
That's a beautiful tan you have, little buddy.
Thank you very much. I go to the bed every day. Right after the show, man, I spend hours in that tanning bed.
And incidentally, it's 14 until the hour, meaning if you got to be somewhere by the top of the hour, you got 14 minutes to get there. That's my other big crutch. I love giving the time. I can do it a variety of ways. 7 after 7, you got to be to work by 8 o'clock, you got 53 minutes. You got to get the kids off to school by 7:30, you got 23 minutes.
I tell you, you're a walking wall clock, Diamond. Good job. I tell you, and the pendulum on your big grandfather clock is that ponytail in back of your head. Way to go, Diamond.
And, of course, you got to give the local cities when you're doing the weather.
Oh, yeah.
You got to say this morning in Arlington, it's 37, and in Catonsville, it's 39. That way people think you're really in touch with your community. Diamond in the Morning.
And me, Rat Boy.
Coming up, we're going to be playing some REO Speedwagon.
That's fantastic.
Because that's all we play on Mix 107, is all the songs that people are goddamn sick of.
I love it, Diamond. I really do. I love it. It's just like my social life. Nowhere. Thank you.
But how do we give away so much money?
Oh, my brother asked Don and Mike that yesterday afternoon.
Really, what did he say? You know, incidentally, I find their show to be crude and repulsive and all the worst things about radio.
Who wants to listen to that, Diamond? I really want to know. Who wants to listen to that? I'll tell you, I was talking to some of the other rodents, and they agreed. That is just crapola.
How's your friend Lyle Walensky doing? He's speaking of rodents.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine, Diamond. We're having a fantastic time. We really are. We're really enjoying all the movies. We watched Ben the other night, and we're watching Willard tonight.
Oh, and I almost forgot to tell you about Free For All Friday. That's where I bring my guitar in, and I'll actually strum some original songs on the radio, because, you know, I'm a wordsmith like that.
That's great. I just got my copy of Stuart Little, and man, is it fantastic, Diamond. I really enjoy it. It's the story of me.
Here's my new song. It's called I Have a Ponytail by Jack Diamond.
Jack Buck.
All right, we have the... here you go. We actually went on the web and got the official rules for the Big Money Birthday Guarantee Contest, the contest we were talking about. And listen to the stations that are running this contest. And what they don't say on the radio. 44 markets run this stage.
44 markets.
44 markets run this promotion on the radio stations. Allentown, Pennsylvania, Burlington, Vermont, Fort Pierce, Florida, Hartford, Connecticut, Huntington, West Virginia, Melbourne, Florida, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Providence, Savannah, Wheeling, Wilmington, Winchester, Worcester, Alexandria, Amarillo, Baton Rouge, Beaumont, Lufkin, Battle Creek, Richmond, Wichita, Tuscaloosa, Spokane, Fresno, Jackson, Greensboro. See, these are all medium to small markets.
Yeah, these are stations that probably wouldn't be able to generate the revenue to do it on their own.
True. All right, let's see. Now, this is not the Listen for a Song contest. This is the birthday contest.
Right.
Every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, $1,000 will be awarded to the 100th caller after the day and month of a birthday are pre-announced. Thursday, $5,000 will be announced. To participate every weekday, the stations will announce the day and month of a predetermined birthday at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Central Time, 12 noon and 3 p.m. Mountain Time, and 8 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and 7 a.m., 10 a.m., and 1 p.m. Alaska Time.
I mean, I'm lost already.
Sure. Participants who have a matching birthday must call the toll-free contest line, 1-800-FREE-MONEY. The 100th caller, after all stations have announced the birthday, wins the cash prize.
That's 1-800-FREE-MONEY.
Calls are answered at one central location, and only one winner is chosen each time a birthday is announced. Winners will be asked to present proof of birthday before receiving prize. Birthdays chosen randomly. The odds of winning depend upon number of participants.
Yeah, of course it does.
AMFM disclaims any responsibility for consequences of telephone malfunction, blah, blah, blah. All winners must grant AMFM exclusive permission to use their names, characters, photographs, voices, and likeness
and all
in connection with promotion in this and all contests and waive any claims to royalty right for such use. If requested, winners must provide social security number, blah, blah, blah. AMFM, oh, here's the best one. AMFM Incorporated may amend these rules at any time.
Sure!
And reserves the right to discontinue the contest at any participating station any time.
There it is.
Jesus Christ.
44 stations. So 44 when you're
stations.
Listening to your little local station, say, hey, aren't they generous? You're really competing against 44 other cities. Isn't that wonderful?
That's right.
Isn't that generous?
That's right, little buddy. But not here on Mix 107. How do we give away this fantastic high-low jackpot?
How do I put away so much cheese every day?
Little buddy. How do I keep this ponytail going?
How do I clean my whiskers?
How do I keep marrying new wives and courting them on the radio?
How do I chew through those cables underneath the city of Washington and make those manhole covers go boom?
How do we come in every day and play the same 10 records over and over and not go out and kill and maim?
How do I stuff myself in dumpsters and garbage cans all over the city?
I'm a little buddy. We have to do a break. Now, this is a legit contest.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got 60 stations across America running this contest. We don't BS about that.
Well, one of the things I love about our contest is that even though we don't give you the really big stuff when you call in all the time, we give you little stuff right away.
Yeah, that's giving you something.
Right.
Be the 100th caller now, and you'll get a shot at Rent Mortgage. Good luck. Call Toya. She's standing by. Phone number 877-365-3636.
They're just men. Flesh and bone. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, right. Let's dance. Yeah. Time for a caller 100 from one of the 60 markets we broadcast to. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
My name is John.
Johnny, where are you from?
Stockton, California.
Beautiful. Now, listen, you've won a good prize.
Excellent.
Two of our favorite CDs.
Excellent.
The classic, Pull My Finger.
Oh, I love that one.
And the brand new one that we just played on the show last week, Tongues, the French edition.
Oh, fantastic. You're going to love those CDs.
And you can get these CDs by going online at www.plushies.com.
No.
PullMyFinger.com.
Pull My Finger.
You betcha.
But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for Friday's Big Free Money Show when we pay rent, we pay mortgages. How much do you pay every month in your rent or your mortgage?
$1,400.
Oh, no, that's gigantic.
Like to do that one.
Love to make that happen. But you got to listen to the whole show on Friday.
You bet.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Guaranteed.
Thank you for listening out in California. You know, at some point today, I got to figure out how I'm going to handle this. I got ripped off by somebody on the internet. Reading that www address reminded me of that.
God, that's amazing.
And I would love to just stick it to them. I would love to give out the internet address on the radio today and let them get like a million emails
right
from pissed off people.
Then you'd have to, you know, you'd have to spend all your money proving that it was 100% true, even though I know it's true. If you did that, you see, and they might actually be able to wangle out of it and lie and continue. If you did that, what I'm trying to tell you, if you do that,
yes,
you're opening up an entire can of worms.
Well, I'm about ready to open up the can of worms, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. Believe me.
I know you had a transaction on the internet that went bad.
Yeah.
And I've had a transaction on the internet that went bad.
Mm-hmm.
But mine was not exactly like yours. Mine wasn't from an individual.
Right.
Mine was from a company that has a website.
Okay. You know, I think we both agree that this is the wild, wild west right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great stuff that's going on, but there is a lot of really, I equate it to the west in the 1800s because it is just unregulated. You've got total anonymity, and you got all these people that are doing it. And when you have this happening, you're going to get the people that are scumbags that are going to take advantage. And man, they are out there, and you just have to, you know, they put in certain protective measures. But even with that, you have to go one step further, and you just have to be, you know, buyer beware more than ever before.
These efforts that are getting me, they're in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It's not like I can just get in my car and drive to wherever they are. They're
right.
In freaking Canada. Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
So I'm, you know,
I like that song.
I'm to the point now where I'm sending, you know, I've gone through all of this stuff with sending them emails like, you'll be hearing from my lawyer,
right.
And, you know, I'm going to drive to Canada. I have your address. I'm going to knock on your door. I've been through all that. So
have you called the cops?
No, I haven't.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I can talk about my situation up until a point, and I can't talk about a lot of the other stuff because it's in the legal system right now. But I will tell you that I was amazed that the only time we got satisfaction is when we actually called a police guy, that came out to the house, took a report, and that's what got the ball rolling.
But it's not nearly as big as.
Yeah.
As the money you're talking about that you got hit.
We were burned for a lot of money, and I'll tell you right now that I think that's a lot of the reason that it moved in the direction.
I imagine if I called the cops and said that I got hinkied for the amount of money, they'd say, you know, good, here's a quarter, go call somebody who cares.
They are setting up more and more operations with law enforcement now that are designed specifically to combat fraud on the internet. That is what they. It's so new and it's so explosive a problem that they're actually starting to set up these different bureaus, and you can go to any search engine and just type in internet fraud, and they will show you, how to go about dealing with that. But if it's a, I know you're just pissed. It wasn't a large amount of money. You're just pissed off.
I'm just pissed that they took me. That they took me, and there's nothing I can do about it. And
right.
Now, today I was sitting there thinking, I thought, well, you know what? God damn it. I sent him an email that said, hi, my name is Don. You ripped me off. I do a national radio show on CBS with 6 million people. Here are some of the stations I broadcast to.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if I gave out your email address and your street address today?
Have you had personal contact with the person, by telephone?
Uh-uh.
So
all
there's never even been a phone number exchange?
All of it's email.
Yeah.
And when I was in the ordering process, I mean, I emailed them from the website, and boom, 3 minutes later, you've got mail.
Right.
Right? So that we get all the transaction stuff done, and then... Never shows.
Yeah, and then they can be
never
anywhere,
shows.
You know.
And then they're gone. It's
right.
Like they sent me one email back on March 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I made a retentive about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That said, hold on.
He's got it with him.
Yeah.
And his file.
Hold on, I do.
He's keeping a file on these
I
guys.
I do. These right. Effers, they get me mad. Hold on a second. Let me just get it here. I've got it. Give me a second. Messenger. Here it is, right here. Order status. Dear sir. This was sent on the 22nd of March.
Mm-hmm.
Your order was sent via overnight on 3/23. If it was not received Friday, you will receive it Monday. Your threats are not appreciated. If you do not receive your order, we will send a full refund. And that is the last contact that I've had with these people. Since then, I've sent them maybe 100 emails and a registered letter and a FedEx letter.
Is their address a street address or a post office box?
It is a street address.
Okay.
It is a street address that has a suite in Quebec, in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they pissed me off.
Is it the city of Quebec?
Yeah.
Quebec City?
Laval, L-A-V-A-L.
Well, yeah, city. You can, I don't know, when you're talking about a different country, it's that's where it gets even more
hinky. I know,
hinky.
And then it got hinky when I tried to call them up, just trying, because I just press zero.
Right.
And then she says, no, you got to press double zero, and I press double zero, and I call, and shocker, they have no telephone listing.
Ah.
They're not listed in the telephone directory.
Yeah, that means it's probably a bogus address.
Right. Oh, they just pissed me off.
You know, the thing is, what you might want to do is call the authorities in that town and just give them the information. Because sometimes, you'd be amazed. I'll tell you, one of the things...
Call Inspector Clouseau.
I'll tell you right now, one of the things that I was most pleased about with our situation is how incredibly helpful people in law, cops were. I'm not talking about anybody at websites. I'm not talking about anybody at the internet. I'm talking about calling a cop and how much that does. It's amazing how you realize when you deal with these people that they'll really help you as much as they can. Yeah, there's certain limitations, but that's why
you got taken for a lot.
Oh, yeah.
relatively speaking. That's what I'm saying. I got to think.
And probably it wouldn't have gotten the same response if it had been a small amount of money.
I'm going to call the cops, and it's like the equivalent of calling the cops and saying somebody stole my bicycle.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're
going to
say, well, you know, this is the way of the world.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It just sucks.
Right. It's
sucks on ice.
And mine has yet to play out. The final curtain hasn't dropped, but I will tell you that
the final meat curtain hasn't dropped.
This I've been dealing with this since my situation and Laura's situation since Thanksgiving. And, after the first of the year, we've enjoyed the show because it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch somebody who took us kind of, get their own.
I'd love that.
Chris, you would have loved the day I was sitting there. Yeah.
God, I'm thirsty for revenge. I really am.
You know, that's it, too. I mean, I was that. That's, it was not, it went way beyond the money and went right into the desire for justice.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know what you should do is just have people email requesting information about a product.
Hold on. Listen, I'm 20 steps ahead of you. I've already had it done. I've emailed them from different AOL addresses. I had my wife email them, and then I got paranoid and thought, you know what? Maybe they're reading the number of the computer. So I emailed them with a fake AOL address from a laptop, and then I had Charlie Broyhill and other people email them to ask about buying stuff.
And no response?
And they never got a response
back. That would indicate to me that they're long gone.
Yeah, they got my money, they're gone.
Yeah, there are people that do that all the time. They just go from address to address. They set up different addresses all the time. They take their money, even when it's like one person.
But the website is still up.
Really?
And that's the thing that pisses me off, because it's on my favorites list, and that's the first thing I do every day. I sign on AOL, I get my mail, I click on my favorites list, and I go scroll right down, and I click on it. There it is. In all of its glory. And it's like every day just says to me, F you. Look at this. We're still here.
I think eventually what you're going to have is you're going to have a lot more regulation on the internet. You're going to have, might be some bad news for members of the J.O. Club, too, because they're going to clamp down pretty heavy
for
on
the
that.
Plushies?
You know what the thing is? I was, the thing that amazes me is how people can get away with it. But they can, because there are no laws right now to prevent this kind of stuff from happening.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, long time listener. I listened to you guys. We're back on Wave Up before they went Christian.
Right.
Long time. It says something about that address with the suites.
Yes.
A lot of times, what they're doing now, they're doing public storage places. Like U-stores and like those U-Haul rental slots.
Or somebody told me it might even be something like mailboxes, etc.
I know a guy was running a scam in D.C. and that's what he was doing.
Yeah,
they ended up catching him, but that's what he was doing.
It's not even really a suite like you go to the office building and get in the elevator and go to suite,
It's just a fake
18-17.
And is that what your address is? It's a suite?
It's a suite.
Oh, it's a bogus address.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Well, brother, how you doing, buddy?
But listen, I don't know, where is Quebec in relation to, like, Portland? I think that's as far north as we go, right? Or Portland?
No, Quebec would be,
or is it over on the right side by where Vermont is?
It's on the right side. It's on the right. It's near Vermont. Quebec is,
I'd almost pay somebody listening to us in Vermont or Maine.
It's left of Montreal, or is it right of Montreal?
Or in Rochester. Or even in New York. I'd pay you to drive across the border and just beat the snot out of this guy. I really would. I'd pay good money for that.
They're not going to find a guy.
Just beat him with a baseball bat.
Don't be fooled by that sweet thing, because the Mailboxes Incorporated, people won't have like a big street name like they do in Alexandria here, like King Street. But it's mailboxes, and you say sweep 20 or 2.
Oh, that's what I just said.
Like your mailbox.
Right. I just said that 2 seconds ago.
Why, God. You? Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
Cliff.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
So I work for the Better Business Bureau, and we have offices in Canada. You can actually file a complaint online. And
good. Give me that address. What is it?
Go to www.bbb.org.
All right.
Follow our links to our online complaint form, and you never know, but that might get something going too.
Thank you, my friend.
And you do all that stuff because at some point, you get some results out of that.
Thank you.
It's not far from Burlington. It would be like driving from here to New York, it appears. Like
so from Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe I need someone to go in Burlington, Vermont. Because I also have a name.
Mm-hmm.
Besides having just the name of the business, I have the name of the person who is signed for
Jim Smith.
Signed for the letters and stuff when I've sent, like, FedEx letters to them saying I'm going to come up there and beat the snot out of you if you don't take care of me.
It's amazing.
All right, they pissed me off.
And they can go across the borders, too, now, which is
wild. Listen, I want to talk about this Regis thing. There's all this hoo-ha about how Regis finally had a black contestant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Like a Harvard-educated surgeon, right?
Doctor, right.
Right.
And they had nothing but white devils on that show, so finally they got a black guy on the show. And it's all in the newspapers. And the account that I read today in the Washington Post is the one that cracked me up the most.
It was pretty funny reading about old man Regis.
And I want to know, there's two different parts I want to bring up about this. First is what Regis says, and second, the way that the newspaper describes it. They're going through about how they've had nothing but white men and a few white women on the show, and finally they got a black man on the show. And they're going through and they're describing the questions that he answered, and he won $32,000. And then it says, then there was a suggestion that Philbin was racist because he called Clark my man. As in, congratulations, my man. Terrific to have you here. Now, my question to Lisa DeMoray from the Washington Post is, who made the suggestion that Regis was a racist because he said to this guy, congratulations, my man?
You know, this is where columnists can get away with this stuff without quoting a source. Would it be Lisa's assertion that he was a racist?
That's why I'm asking. And then she goes on to say, and also, Regis said to the guy's parents, who were in the audience, I bet you folks are very proud of your boy.
Oh.
And now,
well, their son.
Right. Well, that's not racist.
Well, maybe not, but I mean, you know, you'd have to be crawling inside of Regis's brain to know. But it's so funny. The thing that makes me laugh is that's Regis trying to be a homie, I think. When Regis says, hey, congratulations, my man. Right. I wouldn't call it overtly racist, but I'd certainly say, you know, that's Regis trying to be as if, hey, my man.
Is that true, Rob?
Yeah, I know.
That he said my man to a white contestant on the same show?
That same night, because I thought it was just funny to hear Regis saying my man, and it was just
Well, you know, Rob gets sensitive whenever racism is mentioned. But I will tell you that
Rob, when are you going back down to South Carolina to make sure that flag stays?
Just gotta know what our New York schedule is, and then I'll
win
that.
Listen, I hate defending Regis because he's such an old Phoebe and he's so easy to make fun of.
But you bring up a good point about, you know, who made this assertion.
It says in the Post, in the TV column, it goes on, blah, blah, blah. Then there was a suggestion that Philbin was racist because he called Clark my man.
It's sneaky to put it in there like that, because who made the suggestion?
Who said it?
Exactly.
It's not attributed to any source in the Washington Post.
I think when you're throwing around that word, racism, you ought to have a source. You ought to have somebody coming out and saying it was racist. I think it's old man trying to relate to a brother, which is funny.
It's not racist in any way.
My man. Hey, my man.
All right, now they have a quote from the guy about this, from the guy who was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the guy says, quote, this is not to say there isn't racism, or I haven't seen racism on TV, but asking your parents if they are proud of your boy, if you're proud of your boy, you could have said son, but come on. You can parse anything to find an objectionable phrase. It gets to be a little ridiculous.
True.
Now, that's the guy that was on the show saying that.
And I'm wondering, was he interviewed by Lisa DeMoray? Is that the who cares how we pronounce the name of these columnists? M-O-R-A-E-S, Moray, I guess, is the right pronunciation, is the correct pronunciation. But is she the one that brought that up to him?
Is she alleging the racism by Regis?
And if she is, it's gutless to write a column like this without saying, I believe that was kind of a racist statement. You know, then there was the suggestion, and did she interview this guy? I hate the Post. I do, because they do this crap.
They do it all the time.
And they're slimy, and they're not called for it.
And you know what?
Man, that sucks.
This is very similar. I hate running this up the flagpole again, but very similar to the crap that they write about us in the Washington Post.
Absolutely. Where you don't get sources. You know, who is making an accusation? Who is saying this? Who is making the suggestion? I think that's only... When you're going to call somebody racist, you better damn well attribute it to somebody.
And listen, trust me, from someone who's been down this road before... You better have better ammunition than Regis Philbin calling a guy my man to say that he's being racist. I'd like to know for Lisa DeMoray exactly how Regis saying to this guy my man brings up the word racist.
And I'd love to know where it comes from.
What's the thought process there? How do you go from saying my man to writing in the newspaper that Regis is a racist.
And I can only conclude, based on this article, that she was the one that made the suggestion. Then there was the suggestion. I'll tell you, we've had columnists that want to make a fact sound like it came from somebody else when it's coming from that columnist, and it has nothing to do with racism. It's about radio and everything else and their opinion of our show. But they write it like that when we know it's their opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that's listen, I think that's what we've got here.
To quote Jim Elliot,
we fought these demons before.
Absolutely.
We fought these demons before at the Washington Post. And I hate standing up and defending Regis because he's just such an old fart.
Do I? You know something, with all that we've said defending Regis, but I will tell you, reading that my man part, and I don't care whether he said it to a white guy or not, Rob, I thought it was, I laughed when I said
no, it. It's him trying to relate to the black guy.
Absolutely
right.
It is. It's
but he's
funny.
Not being a racist.
No, but he's doing it in that old man kind of way, you know, and that makes me laugh.
The racist, he came out, he dropped the N-bomb.
Right, absolutely. You know. I mean, or said something really controversial. I mean, that... I'd love to, but you'll never know. See, that's the thing about a columnist in the Washington Post. You'll never, ever know, where that came from.
No, you won't. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just wanted to say one quick thing about the post and this that they put on there. There's a guy named Tony Shields, columnist for down in Southern Maryland, and he covers that area. And Waldorf had lost, some contractor had lost a contract for the post office.
All right, boring. Sound like regular talk radio. Ooh. Goodbye. I'd rather talk to a guy who's going to Quebec tomorrow.
All right.
Randy, do you own a baseball bat?
No. Well, I'm going to go see the Expos tomorrow, play the Rockies.
Hey, there you go. Listen, Randy, here's what I need from you. I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
I'd like an email address from you.
Okay.
So I can email you on one of my fake AOL accounts. I don't care if you have the address.
It doesn't matter to me.
And if I was to give you this address of this guy in Quebec,
yeah,
would you have time to make a trip and tell me if this place actually exists?
If I'm going to be there for 2 days, if it's near where I'm going to be and I can find it, I'll do it.
Excellent. Beautiful.
Okay.
I'll pay $100 if you come back with blood on your baseball bat. I really will.
Oh, man, now I'll probably go out. He'll probably, like, cut his finger, you know, prick his finger and then wipe it all over the bat.
And Mike, what you're doing is you're reading my mind. I'll pay you $200 for a tooth. I'll pay you $500 for a finger. And I'll pay you $1,000 for this guy's tongue. I'll pay you $5,000 for his penis. I'll pay you $10,000 for his scrotum. I'm serious. It's worth it to me.
I'm serious.
This prick.
No, really.
Bring me a human scrotum, and I'll have my wife write you a check for $10,000.
Won't that be a lovely prize?
Oh, I'd
call Christie's Auction House for that.
I'd put that on my screensaver.
Wow.
So that I wouldn't have to look at that goddamn website every time I sign on my favorites list. It's on the favorites list.
You know, it's funny seeing you get upset about this. It really is.
Why?
It's funny because take your upset and multiply it by 1 million, and that's what I was going through at the beginning.
And listen, anytime, and I know because I was there with you.
Oh, I know, I can relate to it.
Anytime you want to talk about it, you know, I've told you all along, it's a great story.
Yeah, I you know, and even at this stage, I've kind of gotten my satisfaction out of the situation, although we haven't gotten our money back.
Important.
It's very important, but I'll tell you, I've gotten a great deal of satisfaction thanks to, you know, people doing their jobs in law enforcement.
Hold on, we got a guy who thinks Regis is a racist.
Okay, that's
Ron,
an interesting point of view.
Ron, why is Regis a racist?
As soon as that show came on, I knew he was going to be like, hey, what's up, bro? Or something stupid like that. Anytime you watch some sort of show like Beverly Hills 90210 or anything, anytime a black guy comes on, man, bro, something like that comes up all the time.
But how was it racist for Regis Philbin to say, my man?
Because I think he's just trying so hard. You know what I'm saying? He's just trying so hard to be like... Hey, black guy.
So trying too hard to get along, trying too hard.
No, hold on. I agree with this guy on a certain level. I really do.
Well, no, I agree. He's trying to relate to him.
Everybody has dealt with old people, you know, from another generation that try too hard. And you know, who knows what Regis is really like. But I do, when he's like, hey, my man, it's funny. But I don't think it's overtly racist.
Oh,
I think he's trying too hard.
Joy, I was so uncomfortable today. There was a colored man on the show. God, I hope I handled it correctly. I tried to talk like Soul Brother Number One.
I know. Well, you know that's true on a certain level,
right?
Too. Absolutely.
Joy, it was a big day. We had our first colored man on the show.
My man! How are you, my man?
Probably practicing in the dressing room before the show.
All right, he comes out, and I say, hey, my man, how you doing?
Get me Sam Jackson on the phone. I need to know the handshake.
Well, then fine.
Well, then fine.
Quiet.
Andre, hello.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Buddy.
How's it going?
Going fine, thank you.
Listen, let me tell you, these people who are calling Regis racist are absolutely out of their mind. You know, let me break this down for you. This is the problem, okay? The reason why Regis might have, went to him and addressed him as man or might be trying to relate to him is because there's so much pressure for the white man not to screw up when a black man is in their presence. In the
Amen, brother.
You know?
You're right.
I guarantee you that as soon as the show came on and they saw a black man, all eyes were glued to the television, the volume was turned up, and they were just waiting for the slightest inkling for Regis to screw up. You know, it's amazing. It is amazing. And this woman who wrote this article is absolutely bonkers. She's out of her mind.
Yeah, and I think it came from her. The one thing I take real issue with this article is that if this is her, you don't write it like, then there was a suggestion. So, is she talking to Regis when they're... Is she talking to the contestant? I mean, that is so gutless.
Hello, Russell.
Yes.
You know, if there was one word I'd use to describe the Washington Post, that would be it. Gutless.
Gutless. I'm sorry, and you know, I hate to, like, cast this huge umbrella over. I believe all print journalism is, by nature, gutless because you deal with it.
Cowards.
Thank you, Rob.
Cowards.
They're total cowards because they can't be called... They don't have to be called to account. They can look in your face and they can say, yeah, great, fantastic. Oh, I agree with you. And then go back and go, this is the worst scumbag I've ever had.
If they had any balls, they'd be on the radio.
Absolutely.
Where you just say whatever comes into your mind.
Yeah, and you get nailed on it right away, and it's right out there for everybody to deal with.
Russell.
Don.
Yes.
Mike. My boys.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
What do you expect? You got what you deserved. You're dealing with Canadians.
I know, and I know that was a gigantic mistake
you
to deal with Canadians.
Find, in the whole of the USA, you could not find an American company to get what you needed.
No, you know, and without getting too specific about what I was ordering, no, you could not get what I was ordering from an American company.
Have you, before you've gone on the radio talking about this, have you checked into the ramifications of that?
Jesus, they're Canadians.
Oh, like what? Like what? The customs people are going to come to my house because I order Cuban cigars?
I don't know. Is it legal?
Who gives a frig?
Is it legal?
No. I think that if customs catches Cuban cigars coming in the country, that they take them and they send you a note that says, hey, we have your cigars.
Bad boy.
Very bad.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. But you know, he's absolutely right. Should not have gone to Canada. But they're so much closer. Than ordering them from Spain.
Right.
Or Germany, as I have before. I've ordered Cuban cigars from all over the friggin' world.
How come you don't order fine cigars, I won't say Cuban or otherwise, from that little outfit in Miami?
Because I believe that they were sending us some dog rockets. They were sending us some fakeroonies.
Oh, see, the last time you and I had that discussion, you believed that they were legit.
Well, that was until I got a bad box myself.
Okay, all right.
You know, come on, my world revolves around me.
Your friend can tell you. Your friend can jump up on the desk and scream, counterfeit, fake, and you'll say, Tom, mine were, well, then fine.
Mine were fine. Mine were, but they sent me one box that just sucked.
You know, and that sports memorabilia now, I hear, it's, I think those Cuban cigars are just like sports memorabilia. I think 90% of them are fake.
Fake. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Just like most girls' boobs who come on the show and take off their shirts.
Absolutely.
Fake.
You guys forgot about the best reference for the My Man from Animal House when Otter standing in the Death of the Lake Lounge
Otis.
Stands up, Otis, my man!
Otis, my man!
Otis, my man!
Right. And he's saying it just like Regis said.
Absolutely.
Because he's just trying to relate.
Trying to fit in.
Otis, my man! There's Otis! He loves us!
I think in a roundabout way, we're all just trying to love each other.
Mind if we dance with your date?
Good night.
All right.
Out. What is that? Out.
Out.
Please, out. Over. Roger. Out.
Out.
I'm out. I'm Audi.
I'm Audi 5000.
All right, last call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dom.
Buddy.
Second page of the business section, Washington Post.
Yes.
Earnings for the Post are down 47%. I think totally due to
you
and Mike.
Thank you. Yes, due to their online activities with the Washington Post, they've lost a tremendous... tremendous amount of money.
What does it matter, though? I mean, come on, they got money coming out their ass at the Washington Post.
I believe the newspaper's revenues were up 7%.
Yeah, they could hemorrhage money from their online corporation, and they'll still do fine.
Right, right.
But Don, to defend Regis, he had a 22-year-old kid named Clark on his show.
Yeah.
And he did the same thing. Clark, my man, and he was a kind of a beatnik-y kind of looking kid.
Right, a beatnik. You don't see the beatniks getting upset about that. You don't see Lisa DeMoray writing about Regis being a racist against beatniks.
And maybe it's Regis's total inability to relate to anyone. You know, how are you? You know, he gets a dwarf on there. My man!
My man! Hey, Shorty! How are you?
Senior citizens. My man! I would lay odds you went back and looked at the tapes of Regis to show that he has probably said my man to a senior citizen.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Absolutely.
I bet you're absolutely right. One more call. All right, here's Tammy, who wants to say just that. That Regis says my man all the time. Does he really?
Last week they had this hayseed on from some southern town, and when he lost it to 32,000, he said, oh, that's okay, my man, you'll be fine, or something like that.
You know, maybe it's like a macho thing with Regis.
He says it all the time.
Mono-y-mono crap.
No, you can say that. I think he's a bigot.
My man.
He's a big-ass bigot. Regis is...
So you're lining up with Lisa DeMoray.
Yeah, oh, yes, well, of course. And all the other post columnists. Bob Levy included. Oh, absolutely. And all of his...
The world should do... someone should do the world a favor and go right up to that guy with a staple gun, mm-hmm, and staple his mouth shut, and then staple his hands to the side of his leg so that he can't speak and can't write his useless column. You know, Bob Levy is the biggest speed bump in the history of the Washington Post. Here's his typical column. I received a letter from M. Elston from Fairfax, Virginia. I put a quarter into a parking meter on 17th Street,
right,
and it didn't give me my time. I'm upset about that. Who are these people?
Did you read his column by any chance when he was talking about somebody eating on the subway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that old fart talking about that?
He writes about it all the time.
Yeah, oh, that's one of his main topics. People
and he bitched about it?
People who eat and even people who drink water on the subway. He doesn't like that.
You get the impression that in order for that guy to really speak up, it had to be some probably 10-year-old kid that was doing it. You know it couldn't have been an adult, because if he's going to do it to an adult, I'm going to take my Whopper with cheese and I'm going to put it into his little satchel.
And the other thing with Bob Levy, when he runs out of stuff to talk about, which is quite often...
Right.
That's when he will devote just an entire column to writing about his kids' camp charity.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And listen, I know that it's probably a good cause.
Of course it's a good cause.
But I derive a lot of pleasure every year out of seeing in August when he writes what the goal is.
Right.
And then over the next couple of weeks when he writes, we're below the goal.
Right.
The money's not as much as it was last year.
Sure.
Come on, it's the last week. You got to really kick in now because the Post readers really care. And then the following Monday when he writes, well... We didn't make our goal,
yeah,
but still we're going to be able to send 17 kids to camp. Mm-hmm. And really the point of the whole exercise is not that this guy's doing something good or sending kids to camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's that for 4 months every year,
right,
he doesn't have to write a goddamn daily column in the newspaper. He doesn't have to think of something to write about, because all he writes about is begging people to send money to send kids to camp.
Bob Levy.
Please.
All of them. All of those columnists.
What a creep he is.
They're all creeps.
Such a creep. God. Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment that I think it's a senior citizen thing with my man. My 80-year-old grandfather insists on calling my husband my man.
I think that's a good point. I think it might be a senior citizen.
An old man thing?
Regis's age, you know, my man.
My man.
I really think it's their way of staying in touch with the younger generation. And I'm sorry that my phone is breaking up. I just wanted to make that comment and tell you guys you're the best.
Thank you, honey. Love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. My man. Thank you for the call. All right, time out. A pox on the post. We will be right back.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Listen, want to pimp this a little bit. A Las Vegas-style show coming next Wednesday.
We're going out in Pubic.
Yes, next Wednesday night. We will be in Columbia, Maryland, which is halfway between D.C. and Baltimore.
That's right.
At a place called Carmen Kaboom.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to the lineup with this Las Vegas-style show. Live on stage, The Nude Feud. The Homo Joe Challenge.
Right.
Cheryl the Big Dyke Challenge.
Yeah, come on.
The Underwear Fashion Show.
Sure.
Dennis Murphy and the Lifesavers Pants.
That's good.
And the Dennis Murphy Poop in the Diaper Experiment.
Yes. Chili Mac Murphy.
We're going to give Dennis chili. We're going to give him X-lax.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to strip him nude. And we're not going to strip him nude. We're going to take his clothes off in the back room and just put an adult diaper on.
And listen, for all you naysayers out there, all you fearmongers, it will be a reasonable and medically approved amount of X-lax.
We are going to then sit him in a chair in the corner of the stage, and we'll play a little game and give away a prize to the person who can guess how long it will take Dennis to crap his pants.
Crap your pants?
All of this next Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Don't cost nothing to get in. It's our way of saying thank you for listening. Thank you for admitting to the ratings company that you listen to the show.
Here, here.
We'll see you next Wednesday night at Carmen Kaboom. Okay, now just ahead of Buzz, let's just dive through these last couple of calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Buddy.
My favorite part about that sanctimonious Dick Bob Levy is when he was on the radio with Tanner in the morning.
Yeah, I remember he's done radio
what
all over
town. What a portion that was.
You know, the thing about Bob Levy, if you've never heard him on the radio, you really don't know how much you can despise him. I mean, you can despise him by reading his written word.
Right.
But when you know how condescending his tone of voice is.
Yeah, holier than thou. He's got it all figured out. He's the great arbiter of taste and that, of rules.
That nasal, I'm better than you sound, that whiny.
Sure.
This is Bob Levy. Why are you wasting my time with a question like that?
You know, he's the kind of guy that goes to all the right parties, that has his butt kissed by all the society people.
And furthermore, why do they give him the cherry spot in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
which is incidentally my crap spot? And what I mean is the spot when I got to take a dump,
right.
I take the style section and I go right back to the horoscopes and to the comics.
Mm-hmm. And the column is, correct me if I'm wrong, because I really do not read the column
Bob
regularly.
Levy's Washington.
It's Bob Levy's Washington. That's
yes.
what I thought it was. And I don't doubt for a minute that he does believe this is my city.
He gets this cherry spot
mm-hmm.
right among the comics and the horoscopes and the crossword puzzle.
Right.
You know, why does he get that cherry spot?
That's right. There's only one guy that's worth anything at that Washington Post. And I will mm-hmm. say this, even Tony Kornheiser is, you know, he writes a funny column.
He does.
He's entertaining. He's a good writer. And he's also a very nice guy.
But the rest of them, a pox on them.
Hear, hear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Don, I know how you can get the phone number for that website.
Oh, hold on. I got to tell you something. I got to mention one thing. You know, all the time we've been spending in New York recently.
Yes.
I read the New York papers every day now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also come to hate, this isn't relatable for those listening in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to hate, who's that guy on NBC? Is it Peter Vesey? The guy who has the trimmed beard, the Miami Vice beard.
Yeah, I believe that's
on the
Peter
NBA
Vesey,
games.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I've come to hate his columns as much as I hate him. From watching him on television and then reading his columns and putting his voice to the column. And same with that little
Mike Lupica?
Pinocchio prick Mike Lupica.
I can't stand Lupica.
You ever see that guy in person? The guy's about 3 feet tall.
And he's always, you know, he's a classic sports writer, too. And it's like,
just more examples for people around the country of the guys that we're talking about here.
Anybody that's ever had the pleasure of being in a press room at a sporting event knows what these guys are like en masse. They're really so big. They're big. They get them together, and they're all like, meh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a good game. Wasn't that good a game? He didn't play that good. You know, I wish I could have played, but I used to get the crap beat out of me when I was in school.
Ever watch the sports reporters?
When they have the sports reporters on ESPN?
With Dick Schaap.
Dick, old feeble Dick Schaap.
And I sure hope that was his daughter he was walking into the hotel with when we saw him down at the Super Bowl. Sorry. Hi, Dick.
And it's Dick Schaap and Mike Lupica.
Right.
And that idiot who wrote the book that was on the Oprah show. You know the guy with the big long face?
Yeah. And then the Jabba.
Yeah.
And then Jabba the Hutt.
Mitch Albom and the big fat guy from Philadelphia. Those guys just sit around. Four guys who couldn't make one basket out of 50.
Yeah. He's all right. He's, just, you know, he's a guy that, here's a guy that thinks he's real special. He's a good player, but I think he's all that great.
They give Mike Lubick a couple of phone books to sit on.
Hey, isn't that the business of sports writing really what
yes.
it is? I mean, that's why when you see athletes on SportsCenter, you see them giving interviews, and there is this raw hatred
they
in
hate
their
the
eyes.
Reporters.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he should really be going out there and hitting 70. He should hit 80 home runs. I don't think it's that big a deal.
I'm Mike Lupica. I hate Charles Barkley, and I'll tell you why. I'm 4 feet tall, and he's 7 feet tall.
I know, they're all
I hate him, and I'm going to talk about him here on this show. For some reason, Shaq can't hit field goals. What is up with that?
I was at the Capitol Center, the old Capitol Center in Washington, D.C. And those guys used to hang around covering the Washington Capitals. They were all these sports writers, these grisly, old, dirty, unwashed guys. Mm-hmm. They were the most... hygiene was not job one with any of these guys. And there was one game where the biggest, fattest one, I don't remember any of the names, but the biggest, fattest guy got into a fight with one of the old guys. I think he was from the Washington Post. They got into a fight, and it was like watching... It was like watching two guys that have never had any physical activity. More red faces, more, you know,
out of breath.
So they're all just like, you know, and I think it had something to do with the buffet line. They, you know, they get all,
sure.
And all, you know this, because when you cover the Redskins.
They get free food, they get free beer.
They get free food, free beer.
Right.
Sports writers.
That's so good.
Sure, they won this series. It's no big deal.
Yeah, Peter Vesey's a prick. Isn't that the guy who got in a fight in Toys R Us?
I think so.
A couple of years ago during the NBA playoffs,
mm-hmm.
he like went in Toys R Us and he pushed some woman or something when he was in line.
Yeah, because it's the same attitude that permeates their entire life. You
mm-hmm.
know?
I saw that. You don't need that. Get out of my way. I'm a sports writer. Come on.
Kill them all.
Bridget, you got a skill. Line them all up and you can kill them all with one bullet.
Yeah, we're all the sports writers. We're all gone now. Bam.
One bullet. Through one head, through another head, through another head, through another head.
Yeah, come on.
Kill four or five at once.
I tell you, where do you go to skill?
See, I told you it would work, Mike.
See, I told you it would work.
Hello? I'm sorry, honey, what did you want to talk about?
I want to give you the way to get the telephone number for whoever registered that website.
Okay.
It could potentially be the home number
yeah.
of whoever this person is. I do research for an educational foundation. I found this site where it gives out that information. I do it all the time. It's called networksolutions.com, and it's a place where you can register your website. However, in the upper right-hand corner, there's...
Oh, you better get your checkbook out, though.
No, it's free. I do it all the time.
Yeah, you just got a free commercial, honey.
No, I don't work for them. But on the upper right, it takes less than 30 seconds. However, if it's Buzz, it might take longer. But,
of course.
Well, now you've endeared yourself to us. Now you can have some more time on the radio.
Okay. It's networksolutions.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's like a little magnifying glass. I think it says look up.
All right, listen, you know what I'll do? I'll go there. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was a commercial.
Are you going to go there?
No. Of course not. I got the guy from Vermont who's going to drive there.
Yeah, that's the real
deal. I already talked to him.
It's the best way to do it, too.
The guy's going to go there with a baseball bat.
That's the problem with the internet is the total impersonality of it. You know, you don't get a chance to really see people. That guy's going to take care of that for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi.
I just want to say, ironically, the first commercial played on WJFK when you guys went to break was for the Washington Post. Bastards. F the Post. And F Canada.
Thank you. Yeah, right.
And I believe, sir, you have totally tapped into the hypocrisy that is the Don and Mike Show. We'll sit here for 2 hours and slam somebody, but
we'll charge them $3,000 for a commercial.
Take their money.
Come on. And you want? And you know what? I think the Post pays extra to get, like, first spot placement
sure.
during our show.
Yeah, and we welcome.
They
welcome.
Might pay, like, an extra $500 to make sure the commercial is played first.
With everything we've said, they're a fine advertiser.
Yeah.
But pay their bills on time and everything.
Yeah, they're one goddamn crappy newspaper. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, radio guys.
Hi.
What's up? It's Diego from Bethesda. How you doing?
Yes, hello, Diego.
Hey, what's the deal with Maxim? How come you guys weren't in it?
No, Don was talking about that yesterday, if you listened. Did you listen yesterday?
I was working yesterday. I can't listen.
Sorry.
Hey, quick question, though.
My friend, who was the one of the editors of Maxim and their sister magazine, Movie Line, he got fired.
Oh, no.
And when he got fired, getting us in the magazine was like his pet project. And when he got canned, the other people came in and looked at that and said, what are you doing?
I didn't want to come out and say that perhaps the reason he got fired is because we were his pet project.
Oh, I don't think so.
Who knows?
I don't think so. You don't know Rich McMillan. There could have been...
Hodgkins, what's this?
Could have been a variety of reasons he got canned. Mm-hmm. But that's the reason. I apologize.
Hey, one quick question, though.
Pepper How's his wife?
Can I get that video?
McMillan and wife?
Sorry.
All right.
I'm very sorry.
Hey, Babylon 5? Is that one that you were on? Is that available on video?
Yes. Go to get a Life.com.
I'm just trying to see you guys in person, man.
Well, there are other places you can see us.
I know. I'm going to go to your next show in Columbia.
All right, do that, please. But don't watch that Babylon 5.
It's too brief anyway, and we're covered with, like, prosthetic makeup devices.
Well, we're wearing, like, Klingon makeup. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Buddies. A couple things. Laval is a suburb of Montreal, and they can hear the Don and Mike show up there on the Burlington Station. I'm the limo driver that goes up there, like, 3-4 times a week.
Well, I wonder what the odds are, though, that they'll be listening to a station in Burlington,
well, yeah,
Vermont.
It's a stretch. Of course, I'm tuned in. But if you drop a couple names of your favorite tobacco products, I go up there all the time.
Really?
Because I don't know that I have had...
How would you smuggle them back?
In the limo. They never look at me.
I'd like to say that this gentleman is simply joking, and that
this call is completely fabricated.
Okay. You know, seriously, why don't you, while you're at it, why don't you get some assault rifles and put them in your trunk?
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't.
And tell everyone on the radio that you're doing that.
Well, yeah, listen, I told you how easy it was to bring back cigars.
There, and I declare...
From we went to the Cayman Islands, that they didn't even look at our bags.
When you declare something, can you say, I do declare?
I do declare.
I do declare.
I do declare. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. What are you doing? What was that sound we heard?
I'm at work.
What was that?
Credit card machine.
Oh, all right. I thought you might have been sanding something.
No.
I think maybe a teddy bear.
I wanted to relate a story to you guys about from last night when I was...
Oh, come on. Give me a break with... I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Mike. Give me a break with that. Jesus. I open up my heart to you and I tell you that, you know, in a moment of honesty, I say I made love to my teddy bear when I was 11
and
or 12.
I just stomped all over that.
Yes,
I'm very, very sorry for that.
Teddy.
It was just in my mind. I'm sorry. It's in my mind.
Wonderful teddy. And I'm thrusting my young teenage groin right into him.
Krusty the Bear.
Krusty. Yeah, what?
By the way, my nickname is Krusty. Anyway, I was at the...
Anyway. Goodbye. Hold on.
Wait.
Time out.
Okay.
I hit the wrong button. Hold on, Rob. You don't have it loaded right. Hold on a second. I hope the stations didn't go to break because I'm not ready to break yet. I thought he was pressing the buzz button there.
That is why, right there, is why we need those telephone lines in New York.
Right.
Absolutely.
You've got to know when enough is enough. I got his big on attitude and low on content.
Absolutely.
All right, now, hoping that all of our stations are still with us.
Yes.
It's time for some news and some comments. Buzz, what is your lead story for this segment of news and comment?
Up first, my man, Johnny tries to make peace between Dave and Jay.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Yes, boys.
Oh, man.
I just want you to, Dave, I want you to kiss and make up. If it were up to me, I'd walk.
Okay.
Well, I guess you would, Johnny.
Time out, it's Buzz. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and
coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was
very professional. America's favorite wingnut.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Johnny Carson is reportedly trying to end the feud between David Letterman and Jay Leno. The Star tabloid says the 74-year-old former late-night host has offered to play peacemaker in the dispute because, according to a source, he feels kind of responsible.
Well, now, why should Dave and Jay make nice? They are competitors. They're on different networks.
And I think they're vastly different individuals. I mean, I really don't think they're the kind of guys that if they were working in the same office building, they wouldn't be buddies.
I don't disagree with either of those things, but I think Johnny thinks it's important. The article says...
I think Johnny needs attention. I think neither this is... this could be the wild descent into feebdom on the part of Johnny Carson.
Hi-oh. Oh, great one! Hi-oh!
I'm just, maybe he's sitting on his couch at home after his, two sets of tennis crying.
I really wish I'd been nicer. Wild. Yeah.
He's thinking thoughts like that these days. The article says Johnny got a different take on life after his heart surgery last year and thought it was time to step in after Dave's heart surgery.
Well, Dave, my ticker's fine and I've been weeping. I've been openly weeping.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry, Dave.
How's those anal polyps, Johnny?
I tell you right now, if it was up to me, I'd walk. I'd walk, Dave.
Yes, you would, Johnny.
Yeah, I imagine
Johnny,
you would.
Johnny, I just can't thank you enough. A goddamn HBO movie.
Good luck, Dave.
The late shift.
I'm Rich Little.
That was the jivest casting in the world.
Well, Dave, if it was me, I'd call the one person in the world who can give you good advice.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, hello. Hello.
You know, his hello is just overactive.
Johnny,
hello.
Johnny. Johnny, like Johnny's some kind of friggin' deity. But Dave has to profusely thank him for calling him on a Sunday afternoon for a 30-second telephone call.
Hi, yes, wild, wild. If it was up to me, I'd walk, Dave.
Johnny's reportedly been telling Dave that life is too short to be angry and that anger...
No, it's not.
And that anger can shorten your life.
No, it can't, Buzz. Look at me. I'm healthy. I'm 42 right. And I'm angry. I'm right. Pissed every day. Healthy as a horse.
Right.
I ran 2 miles today.
Strong like bull.
And you were money.
Angry. And you were angry the whole time.
I was so money. I ran 2 miles today.
It's the guy that was running down the street going... Eesh.
I do mine on the treadmill. I'm totally metaled out on the treadmill because I run every day when I watch the Dean Cain Superman show.
Hey, well, if you're running after Terry Hatcher, that actually would be a wonderful thing to run after.
Great one today where Bill Murray's brother was the bad guy.
Brian Doyle Murray.
Yeah. Listen. Once we get rid of Superman...
That's a good Brian Doyle Murray.
Then we'll be able to get all the illegal aliens into Metropolis that we want.
And then you can buy up Noah's Arcade.
Wayne Campbell, this is my wife. It's two chimps on a Davenport.
The source says Johnny suggested that the three of them, Jay, Dave, and Johnny, get together to talk about anything but television.
Yeah, right. Dave?
That would be the most dysfunctional conversation in the world. They all have cars in common.
Dave, let's talk about poontang.
Hey, they'd have a... I don't know about Dave, though. You know, Dave's got that element where, you know...
Have you seen Jay's wife with a mustache, Mavis?
Yeah, that's weird.
I've seen her on the Larry King show.
Yeah, they're both strange in that regard, I think. You know, you got Dave, who has really no relationship that we're aware of, and then right. You've got Jay, who's got that very linebacker-like woman.
Hairy Italian wife.
Very interesting.
Doesn't Dave, like, have some kind of androgynous girlfriend? Some girlfriend with, like, no genitals at all?
I think... I believe so, like, that he goes to the Indy 500.
Yeah,
you're holding this hand. This he's walking into the Indy 500, holding hands with this rectangle.
Oh man,
wild, yeah, my.
Oh Dave,
oh my scar hurts.
Dave, it's Johnny. Hey, all. Dave, let's talk poon. You got lots of poon.
That Johnny. Johnny knows from poon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, Dave, I have to Angie Dickinson. I have them all. I have to Roseanne.
Yeah, wild stuff.
Wild.
Roseanne.
I'm just trying to think of people who are on Johnny's show.
Jewel D. My wife,
Jewel D.
Doc Severinsen. He did Doc.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet Ed, you know what? I bet Ed got a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I really do believe that probably at the end of the show,
yeah.
Ed would walk down to the couch. Joan Embry, you know, that lady from the zoo.
Sure, but Ed probably did a lot, you know, that were surrounding the show. He probably did, you know, Ed probably did a lot of the interns and things like that.
Yeah, you Ed know. Probably Mr. Like, McMahon.
My pleasure. What was your name again? You're the cutest damn thing I've ever seen in my life.
I was at Mr. McMahon's house last night, and do you know that he has a Christmas tree up 365 days a year?
All right, enough of that. Now unwrap your gift. There it is. And, you know, one thing about Ed, I do believe Ed was huge. He's still alive. We should say Ed is huge.
Ed has a giant schlong.
Don't you think Ed was big? I bet Ed was very big. He just had that thing.
No.
I associate him with Clydesdales and things like that.
No, I disagree. I bet Ed's very small.
I bet Johnny's small.
Let me think about that. Who has the biggest schlong? Johnny?
Is Letterman rumored to have a big one?
Dave.
That's the rumor.
Yeah. I bet Dave's gigantic.
Yeah, Dave has all those, like, oversized, weird features.
Yeah, Dave's probably is, you know, straps it to his leg at night.
His ears, his, you know, his oversized mouth. His
penis. Big penis. Dave Letterman's big penis.
Oh, man. Wow. Paul, will you look at this?
I bet Conan has got a teeny one.
Yeah, I think Conan's made reference to that, too.
Very, very small.
He's so tall, too. What's he, like 6'4"?
Yeah.
So it really looks like microscopic.
His Irish flag, as somebody referred to it recently.
His Irish flag.
Red pubes.
Oh. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey says there could be some good news.
Hold on, Buzz. I'm still on this riff.
Okay. And I think that Andy Richter, probably the smallest of all. I think Andy Richter would be like, have a kind of like a big round stomach and then you just couldn't see anything.
You know, I bet we're leaving out the biggest schlong of all.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Koppel.
Oh, yeah, Ted Koppel, absolutely.
Gigantic, huge. Yeah.
Big.
I mean, bigger than any of them.
Big, gigantic, throbbing. You know, just big. Lays it on his desk.
Well, let me put this over here. Yes, sir. Let me ask you a few questions, but before I do, I'm going to put it over here.
Here's your nightline.
Oh, quite a penis head. All right, bud. I think we're done on that.
All right.
Washington, D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey says there could be some good news to report before the night is over. He says investigators have a couple of strong leads for finding the perpetrator of yesterday's shootings at the National Zoo.
Yeah, as much as I don't like the Washington Post, I will tell you I like the Washington, D.C. Police Chief.
Yeah.
I think he busts his ass. I really do. I think he's always working. And, you know, a lot of the difference between this police chief and the last one is when something like this happens, they usually, you know, get the guy. And I like that.
He's all over it. He says they have a suspect they're looking at, and I quote, very closely, an 11-year-old boy still in critical condition from that shooting, but not, as you may have heard earlier, not brain dead. There was some talk about this kid being brain
dead.
Well,
but he can't work here.
No, not under that circumstance.
No, no way.
Not until he's brain dead.
He is responding to treatment now, so that's very good news. Two other kids, a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, are still in the hospital with gunshot wounds, but they're in good condition now, and they'll be home in a few days. Seven kids were wounded when the shooting broke out yesterday.
Did the D.C. police chief say anything about the zoo police?
The zoo police. No, he made no reference to the zoo police.
All right, stop right there. I'm Scott Shannon. I'm here with Cleveland Wheeler, Mason Dixon, John Lander, Paul Barsky, and Rick Zees. We're all here with Jay Thomas. We're the zoo police. Hey, stop. Woo! Do not feed the elephant. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, zoo.
Scott Shannon with the zoo police at 6:06. You got to be the monkey cage by 6:30. You got 24 minutes to get there.
They're zookeepers.
All of us wearing our crazy Hawaiian shirts. Because we're the zoo police. Woo! Good morning, everybody.
Zoo police.
The zoo police.
Banks, supermarkets, even the McDonald's in Miami's Little Havana are closed today. Cuban immigrants are staging a one-day strike to protest the government seizure of Elion. Even four Florida Marlins players and several coaches are sitting out tonight's game in San Francisco to show their support.
Like it matters.
And no, you still haven't heard the last of O.J. There's a report that CBS is planning to do a mini-series on O.J. Simpson. Two shows at 2 hours each.
I don't care about that. I care about the Survivor show. I'm starting to see the promos for that. Survivor. I can't wait to watch that show.
Looking good. No actor would play O.J. on screen in the project, but an actor...
What about Rob A?
Yeah.
I'm very, very upset, and I've been falsely accused. I'm O.J. Simpson. Look at me. Look at me. I am O.J. me.
Nobody on screen but an actor will narrate the story as O.J.
I was very distraught. I stepped into the white Ford Bronco and told my friend to drive as fast as he could. My life was crashing down around me. I did not know what to do. Everybody thought I was guilty, but I really did love Nicole. I'd been falsely accused, and I, as far as I could tell, was running for my life. I was very, very upset. Here I was, one of the greatest football players of all time, and now everyone was looking at me like I was a murderer.
With Rob Spiewak and O.J. Simpson.
As we drove by as fast as we could, trying to escape from the police, I informed the driver I wished for him to stop at the Krispy Kreme Donuts in Los Angeles.
Just one more piece of pizza first.
It's down to Rob or Samuel L. Jackson for that part.
Sam Jackson will do that?
Well, he hasn't agreed yet. That's one of the guys they're talking to.
You had a story about him being difficult the other day.
Yeah, except, you know, there have also been stories about the director of that movie being difficult. So, in fairness, either they're both difficult or it's just some kind of PR war between
the
two of them.
Why be fair?
Come on, Buzz.
Okay,
all right.
Time out. We will be right...
You can understand them if you're a mastermind. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzzy, hold on a second.
All right.
I'll come back for more news in a couple minutes. Homo Joe's on the phone.
Huh?
Wonder if he has an update for us. Hello. HJ?
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike, Buzz and Robbie. How you all doing?
Don and Mike, Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe here.
So this weekend's that big Millennium March on Washington for Equality with that big RFK Equality Rocks concert that you want the big Dyke Cheryl and I to broadcast from.
Yes. Take a tape recorder out there and give us some gay sounds.
Well, I want to ask George Michaels to recreate that bathroom scene for us if we could on tape.
Will he be performing at the event?
Garth Brooks, Ellen DeGeneres, Melissa Etheridge, and Haish Christine Johnson, Nathan Lane, Katie Lang, Queen Latifah.
Listen, what you gotta do, you gotta find Haish.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta tell Haish.
Yes,
you know,
that you want her to come to the other side.
I love lesbians, I'm all for gays, whatever you do in the privacy of your own home, you know, I'm all for it. I'm all for gay rights, but you've gotta tell Ann Haish that I've got something for her.
Well, if you remember, I talked to them on the phone in the hotel room, so I'd probably hopefully get a hold of them again and get some interviews for us.
You've got to tell her.
I will tell her that you want to meet her in the studio.
No, tell her. I don't need her in the studio. I need her in my bedroom.
You'd accept her lesbianism, too. You would wish her to be bisexual.
And tell her that she could be bisexual with me and Frida.
Oh, there you go.
I'm pretty sure that I could bring Ann Haish into my bedroom with my wife.
Ah,
you know, an interesting question for Ann Haish would be, you know, are you 100% lesbian or are you bi?
Oh, she's got to be bi.
Yeah,
she's got to be bi. And, you know, don't sell her on me, for goodness sakes, because I'm a mess. But, you know, tell her how hot my wife is.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You know, tell her
Frida is a hot one.
Frida's an attractive woman, and that she has orgasms in her sleep.
And she'll wear leather pants.
Yeah, she'd wear the leather pants and stuff. And, and just, you know, tell Ann, just tell her how much I think about her. Tell her how many times I've watched that goddamn ridiculous movie with Harrison Ford.
Sure.
Where their plane crashes. Only because she runs around on the beach in that little braless shirt.
There you go.
Now, Kristen Johnson's not gay, is she?
I do not believe so, but she is performing for the group.
Is that the girl from Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just going to... I was going to tell Joe if you see her. Yeah.
What, just to bring her into your bedroom?
Yes, profess my love.
She's very big tooth, though, don't you think, Mike?
She's an Amazon, and she's the only Amazon I've ever really wanted, next to, you know, Janet Reno, of course.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
She'd shake your bed a little bit.
Oh, Joe.
Ann Haish gives me such a boner. She really does.
What is your favorite performance by Ann Haish? What's the movie that gets you going the most with Ann Haish?
That dopey one with Harrison Ford.
Where today? On the deserted island.
Because she is braless for the whole movie. I mean, she's all right in that movie with the, you know, where the guy gets caught with the hash.
Yeah, over in the Malaysia.
Yeah, Return to Paradise.
And it's her brother, and she pretends it's not her brother.
And I've seen her in the movie Psycho, in the remake of Psycho with Vince Vaughn.
Did you ever see her in, what was the one with Demi Moore, where she was the friend of Demi Moore, I believe. And she was crawling around on the bed.
Not braless. Seen that one.
The
not
juror?
Seen that one.
Is it The Juror? Where Alec Baldwin says, you know, you have to do one thing.
I am God.
I'm pretty sure now you don't. This
I
is
have
one that
the
I might
juror
get
at home. I don't think Ann Haish is in that movie.
I thought she was. I thought it was.
I don't
Ann
think
Haish.
Demi Moore is in the jury. Or in the
not
juror.
The jury. Well, there's the Pauly Shore movie.
No, that's Jury Duty.
Jury Duty. Isn't Demi Moore?
Yeah, no.
she's the juror.
I'll bet you a dreidel dollar right now that Demi Moore is not in the juror.
The one where Alec Baldwin tries to.
Where he says, I am God.
No, he doesn't say I am God in that. That's the one where he plays
the
doctor.
I was getting the movies mixed up. You're right. The juror is the one where he says to her, you know, you're right, that she's on the jury.
It is Demi Moore.
Yeah, and he kidnaps her kid.
And I think Ann Haish is her friend in that.
You know what? Now that I think about it,
you're right. And she's very sexy.
You're right. I'm glad we didn't make that bet.
I love it when you say it three times.
Glad we didn't make that bet. What's the movie where he's... It's Malice.
Which is my favorite Alec Baldwin movie.
I am God.
I am God. Oh, okay. You know what? And the one he says in this movie is not guilty. There you go.
Not. Oh, yeah, that's right. He walks up to Demi Moore. He says,
just say two words.
Not guilty.
Not
guilty. I take my wife, Kim Basinger, and I take her Oscar, and I insert the Oscar.
Oh, God.
Slowly, Oscar starts to disappear. Alec Baldwin. Oscar likes Kim.
Are you getting into this, Joe?
Yes, I am. I just hope they don't get married at the rally, because there's the same-sex weddings going on at that rally, and a dungeon dances and a queer moon ball on the Avenues dance.
Well, yeah, take a tape recorder, and Ed, we'll play it on Monday.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you, HJ.
Right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I'd like to make a prediction based on the trailers I've seen. Kim Basinger will be nominated for her new Africa movie. She will be nominated for an Academy Award.
She's been in my jungle. My hairy, crab-infested jungle.
Oh, yeah. You are a very hairy man, Alec. Are all your brothers, all your lesser-talented brothers?
My retarded brother, Stephen, is very hairy. Billy. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
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 I'm the best of the Baldwins.
Oh, I agree, Alec. You get the best-looking wife, too.
And I take Oscar. And slowly, slowly he disappears. First his head.
Oh, God.
Then his midsection.
What about his shoulders? You skipped one part there.
After the head, the shoulders. Then his midsection. And then all the way to the pedestal.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Oscar's gone. Deep, deep inside.
Oh, God, fun and games of the Baldwin mansion.
Deep inside. I come home often, and Kim answers the door, nude. And she says, find Oscar. Once he was in the no-no spot.
Well, you love talking about your little sex games. You really do, Alec.
My brother Billy's a retard.
What do? You have some kind of God complex?
I am God.
You ever see Alex Baldwin? Alex.
The dog.
You ever see Alex Baldwin? An awful movie that was made by the guys who made Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
The movie's called Outside Providence.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it.
That's good.
It's a good one?
That's a good one.
I like Alec Baldwin.
He's funny in that. Yeah, I like him, too.
He's been funny on Saturday Night Live. When he did the Shreddy Balls thing, I'll tell you right now, that's in recent memory, that's the only thing I've really laughed at on Saturday Night Live.
But I cannot stand his brothers.
I really can't. Especially the one that, like, purses his lips all the time, and you see him, like, in magazines all the time where he's just going, ooh.
Which one is that? Is that Stephen?
I think that's Stephen.
It might be Stephen. Billy's the real fat one, right? Isn't Billy the fat one?
Yeah, I think it's the fat one that was on Homicide.
On the TV show, right.
No, that's Daniel. That's Daniel
Baldwin.
All right,
Baldwin. I'm getting them mixed up now. Okay, which one went crazy?
Billy, I think, is the second most talented Baldwin. And I think Steven... You know what show I saw Steven on? I think Steven's... Is Steven the one that's got, like, the kind of blondish hair?
Steven is in the upcoming Bedrock movie, and also he was
that's right. He plays Barney Rubble.
Barney Rubble,
and
right.
He was in Biodome with Pauly Shore.
And he's got, like, the big... He purses his lips all the time.
That's the one I hate the most. I hate him more. I hate him more than the fat one, and more than which one went crazy on drugs and ruined the hotel room?
I think.
Right,
the fat one from the TV show.
You want to see something that'll turn your stomach? You watch Stephen Baldwin on Hot Off the Grill with Bobby Flay. That will make you barf. I mean, they're both just so. Oh, we're just so slick. We're so slicky boys.
Bobby Flay. Hello, Scott.
Bobby Flay.
Scott, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to know if you guys still like to hear your name on the radio or on the TV. Excuse me.
Are you being attacked by eagles or something?
No. There's seagulls around here, though. I'm sitting at a fast food joint, and they're eating all the food.
Where are you calling from, where you have seagulls?
Right outside of Spokane.
Oh. Can we hear your... Can you get your seagulls agitated so we can hear them?
I probably couldn't do that. Alec could probably do that.
No, come on. Are you near seagulls or not?
Well, they're flying over my head. Well, I don't know how I would agitate them.
Throw something at them.
Do you have food that you can feed them with?
I haven't ordered yet. Do you want me to go through an order right now?
And then feed the seagulls?
Yes, but do you realize how long it's going to take this guy to get his food?
I'm so disappointed.
Just go get a french fry from somebody.
I'm on a cell phone, so...
Which means you're mobile, that you could move to someone who's eating food.
You're right, but my cell phone is plugged into the car.
Well, and now, can you stick it out the window so we can hear the gulls?
Yeah, but now I don't see any.
Boy, they were making a
They sure were. You don't carry a gun with you, do you?
No.
I give you a prize if you shoot one right now.
No, I don't have a gun.
Okay.
All right.
What?
Hey, I'm going to be on TV this weekend, and I was wondering if you guys...
Really? What channel is the retard show on?
Ow. Hey, it's the Fox Family Channel. They have a new game show, a trivia game show. It's called Paranoia.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of it or seen it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on that this weekend.
Good. You'll lose.
I probably will, but... I'll be on national TV, and if you guys wanted me to mention your name, I could do that.
No.
Is it going to be live?
It's not broadcast live over the satellite. Satellite's coming to my house, I guess, this weekend.
No, hold on a second. Didn't we have that guy who dresses up his dogs? Didn't he tell us he was going to be on some ridiculous live game show on the Fox Family Channel?
Yeah, maybe we're being duped here.
I'm not duping you guys.
Yeah, no thanks. Listen, Fox Family Channel's not a real channel. You can open the window and reach more people.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I know I am.
What we really wanted from you were the gull sounds.
We love the animal sounds.
We're very animal friendly on this show.
Can you hear them?
No. You cannot. Why don't you yell at them? Try to get one to come over.
Call them.
Say, hey, Birdie, Birdie.
What was that? What was that sound?
What was that?
Here, Birdie, 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 Birdie.
I just heard it go.
But what's that
sound? Well, now he's not communicating. He's not following instruction.
This guy's going to get killed on this game show. What is that sound?
I'm trying to feed him sunflower seeds. They don't like them.
Do you carry sunflower seeds in your car?
Yeah, I'm from Spokane.
Sure. He's from Spokane.
It's the law.
It's the law. What was that sound?
That was my seagull call.
Oh, you were like flapping your lips together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it again.
Calling seagulls.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about center names. Thank you, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm sure we'll have our ascent to the top without that bit of help.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Right back at you.
Right on. You too. Hang up.
Now he's listening to himself.
Jesus.
All he cared about.
He's going to get killed on that game show.
All we wanted was him to, you know, reach down, get some food, and get the gulls.
This guy's such a tool.
You know, we wanted our hawk, you know, to attack the gulls.
Mm-hmm. We love our hawk.
Indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, this is Earl.
Yes, hello, Earl.
Hey, did you watch the Three Stooges last night?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we have conflicting opinions on it, I believe.
Just, did you realize, I didn't know Peter Falk was Mo.
What was that?
The Columbo was Mo. Did you realize that? You could barely hear that.
But you could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand what it means?
The message was delivered.
Do you understand what it means?
No.
What do the crickets mean when we play the crickets?
That was a cricket?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll be goddamn.
What does it mean when you hear the crickets?
I'm supposed to hang up.
No, not really. Not necessarily.
It means something else. It means something more significant.
Oh.
I love when we get to quiz the people who listen to the show.
Yeah, we haven't played the crickets in a long time.
You listen all the time, right?
Yes, I do.
And we thank you for that. So when you hear someone call the show, and then there's a big period of silence, and we play the crickets.
Taking a nap.
What?
You're taking a nap.
No, we're not taking a nap.
No, that's not the significance of it.
Take another stab at it. What could it mean when there's dead silence?
And you say something, and then you hear the crickets. You hear no other sound but the sound of crickets. What would that mean about what you said?
I killed the show.
What?
I stopped the show.
You're close.
You're close. And why did you stop the show?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God.
You didn't mention the Three Stooges. Maybe you might have not signed it.
Yeah, but when you called and said what you said, what you were trying to be...
What were you trying to be funny?
Yes! That's it. And what do the crickets mean?
The crickets mean that you're...
I'm hilarious.
No.
No, now don't try to joke again. This is a lesson.
When you said... Did you see Peter Falk playing Mo? We played the crickets. Because?
Not funny.
Yes! Yes! Bravo. I love it when we do this. Yes, we have a winner.
He learned.
Oh, yes, right.
Yes. He learned.
You're not funny. That's right.
That's it.
What's
That's
doing?
Right. You are really not funny. That's right.
Bravo. Lesson well learned, sir.
Right.
I've learned it.
Great. Repeat it back.
Peter Falk was...
No, repeat the lesson.
I like it. You guys keep me on the air for so long. It's
what is the lesson you've learned?
That I'm not funny.
Yes!
Bravo.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Make it your mantra.
I am not funny.
Yeah!
You guys are great.
Right. Thank you.
Don't have to worry about our part. Just you're not funny.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There he goes.
All right.
I think we got through, and I don't think if we had taken any less time, we would not have gotten through.
No, that was a speed course.
Right. You heard him. He really didn't know.
That was like a crib sheet. Mm-hmm. You know, with the cheat sheets.
His, you know, and he'll thank us, but I'll tell you, more importantly, his family will thank us.
Yeah.
His co-workers will thank us. Big time.
Big time. Telephone solicitors will thank us. His mailman will thank us.
People that, you know, deal with him in the mall will thank us.
Everybody. Well, listen, 6 million people are thanking us right now. God damn. God, those two morons in a row calling us up.
Hey, come on, Mo.
What a
lovable morons, I'll give you that.
Absolutely.
They're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Brad.
What a small world we live in. All the way from the island of Fiji here to Georgia. And on his bag all week, the reminder from his boy, Papa, trust your swing.
He was doing like a Jim Nance thing. Right? Isn't that what Jim Nance said during the Masters?
Maybe. I'm trying.
I think he said, Papa, trust your swing.
Could it be...
It was either that or...
Tim Cup?
Ilian Gonzalez. No, I'm positive that during the Masters, Jim Nance said, who's the guy that won?
BJ Singh.
Right.
Okay.
Papa, trust your swing.
I'm sorry. I should have known that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, boo-boo.
Hi, honey.
Got my leather pants on.
Hi, it's my wife Frida. Everybody,
what happened? She doesn't sound like herself.
She's using her radio voice.
Really?
I'm at a strip club.
Are you really?
All your money on the strippers.
That's all right.
Hi, boo boo.
Hi, baby.
I love you.
I love you too, honey. Oh, no,
big fun for you.
He wouldn't stay with it. I would have stayed with it.
He could not sustain it.
I had tons of questions for him about my wife's sleeping orgasms.
God.
He wouldn't stay with it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike about an Anne Heche movie.
Yes, what is it? What is it, please?
It's Wild Side.
Wild Side.
Starring Bob Hope and Anne Heche.
Wild. I want to tell you something. You're wild. You're one wild lesbian.
Hey, little Anne Heche. Here she is. Isn't she marvelous? Little Anne Heche in the AP All-American football team.
I want to tell you.
Yeah, that's great. How about those lesbians? And I understand that Anne Heche... Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres, they get so much from each other, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Man. There's one compliment that Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres give each other every day.
What's that?
They look at each other and they say, you've got good taste.
Yeah.
Wild, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
And you taste good.
Yeah, wild.
Wild.
Two great tastes.
Yeah.
Taste great together.
Yeah. Hey, you got your peanut butter and my chocolate.
Wild, yeah.
You got your chocolate and my peanut butter. Wild.
Hey, that's a great combo.
Not in my show.
Hey, you got vagina in my vagina. Hey, that's a great combo.
You got vagina in my vagina.
That's pretty good. I like that. Let's keep it that way.
Hello?
Let's lock crotches and make gravy, baby. Just like that French record you were playing the other day.
Hi, everybody. This is Ellen DeGeneres. I'm here with my wife, Anne Heche.
She's wild.
Hi there, sweetie. How you doing, baby? We're having a fine wild time right now. I tell you, I love being a lesbian with you.
Let's time wrestle. Yeah, you're wild.
La, 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 la.
You're wild.
That's wild stuff. Yes, sir. Hey.
You're wild.
Hey, let me tell you something, Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah, put on these big, oversized boxing trunks, and we'll put on our oversized boxing gloves, and we'll box together, baby.
Whatever turns you on, baby.
Yeah, it's me. It's old Jack Frost.
I love to feast on your use. You're wild.
Hey.
And you're wild.
And I can crotch and make gravy, baby. Wild.
You're wild.
That's wild.
You're wild.
Hey, let's swap spit, baby. Fantastic. That's a great idea. Thanks for the lesbians.
Look what I got right here, baby.
There's a big strap on.
Oh, man. I tell you, we're having some fun now. This is a wild show.
Wild, baby.
Wild. Mommy, where's my dildo?
You're wild, Ann.
Wild,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Some good old-fashioned strap-on fun.
Time to make the gravy.
Yes, sir. Gravy time.
Wild.
Fantastic. No lumps.
There you go.
Except in my ass. It's great when Bob comes. We get blue. Bob's working blue now.
I'll tell you that right now.
The concept.
Because I'm sure Mike and I are the only ones following this concept.
This is true.
The concept, let me explain this,
mm-hmm.
of this fantastic bit.
Right.
Is that Ellen and Anne
have turned into Bob Hope.
Have turned into Bob Hope.
Very strange. Very weird.
Oh, I'll tell you something. Wow. You made me forget all about penis. You're just terrific. I'll tell you right now. Which one are you? Are you Ellen or Anne? I always forget.
I think I was Ellen.
Yeah, you're Ellen. I tell you, I love your sitcom.
It's wild stuff.
I want to tell you, you're wild with her.
I like when you got on the airport PA system and said, I'm a lesbian.
You're wild with that Virgin Vaughn. Yeah, Bob Hope stars in the Ann and Ellen story. Wow, let's get married, shall we? Yeah, thanks for the memories. We're off on the road to Vermont.
Hello. Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air, hello.
Hi, how are you? Who's this, Don?
Yes, and Mike, we're both here.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to call to talk about the people who call and say, hi, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
You did it. You did it, honey.
Well, I hear you on the radio right now, so I don't think you're answering my phone call.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Were you seriously calling to bust on people that don't know it's us talking to them?
No, I'm just joking. I just wanted to call and say that I love your show, and I drive home every day and listen to you and laugh out loud in my car.
Thank you. Well, honey, hold on. We appreciate the kind words, but you really didn't know that you were talking to us, did you?
Well, I hear you on the radio right now.
Well, there's a delay. You know that. Do you know that?
No, I do know that.
What? No, I do know that. That was a
contradiction.
Yeah, we don't understand that.
Yes, I do know that. But okay. I love your show. Thanks for having me on the air.
Thanks. Can you explain the delay to me?
The delay?
Yes, can you explain it to me?
There's a delay on the radio from when I'm talking to you to when it goes out on the airwaves.
That's very good, yeah. Right. I believe her now.
You passed the test.
Excellent. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. So you were calling to bust balls. About the people who call the
show. No,
Rob.
Rob, please.
She was a whore.
I don't think she was. Not at all.
I don't think she was a whore. Don and Mike show.
No, Rob.
I hear somebody with the radio up too loud because I'm just hearing Rob scream whore.
Hey, what's
again.
Up?
Hey, turn it down, please.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you had a learning disability as a child.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did you have to take special classes?
Yes.
Like what?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
And so as a matter of fact, what you should know is everybody on this show, we all had serious learning disabilities. And if there wasn't a problem or a disorder that we all didn't suffer, we had
You don't know the progress I've made. That as I stand in front of the microphone today, I'm wearing special shoes, I have crutches, a wheelchair, I'm wearing a hockey helmet, and I just crapped my pants.
So not.
What?
So is that what's wrong with your son?
No, his son does very, very well. As
really?
Do all of our children do very, very well. It's we who have the disorders.
Well, his son doesn't sound so bright.
See, now you're just trying to piss me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, mission not accomplished.
Ha ha.
No, really.
So you're just trying to piss me off and it won't work.
No, I'm not really trying to piss you off. I'm just bust your balls.
Right.
And did it work?
Maybe.
No?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it didn't.
Not this time. It was too... If you're going to do that to any of us, you have to have a much more slow and subtle approach.
Right.
From the very, very beginning.
Yeah,
and then you work into it. What's that?
Your son can't even speak correctly.
Well, I'm not even going to enter into this with you. Because he's a very bright boy. And if you'd like to come down here someday and take an intelligence test against my son, I would bet you... $10,000 he would kick your ass.
No, I'd probably win, but hey, Doc.
No, listen, hold on.
No, seriously.
Seriously. Seriously.
I really don't have anything against your son. I'm messing with you.
Of course you don't, you effing retard.
Oh,
you can't pay the effing.
And he hangs up.
Brilliant.
And he hangs up. Well, hold on a second. And brave.
Every now and then. Yeah, very brave.
Takes a big man to...
Very brave.
Criticize the other person.
Hello, you know, everybody calls so fast.
Yeah, people calling too quick.
I couldn't even star 69 that guy.
It's not worth it.
Well, it is to me, Mike.
I know. I'd like to beat him up, too.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing, buddy?
Doing great, buddy.
Look, I'm going to a Monday Night Raw wrestling match next Monday night. I would love to hold the sign up if you guys would like me to.
Sure, please.
The sign should say,
my son is not retarded.
What'd you say?
The sign should say, my son is not retarded.
That's right.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I tell you, we have had a string in a row of rocket scientists
calling
the show.
Okay, let's take one more. Brad.
Mike.
Brad.
Yes, thanks.
Hi.
What's with that dumb broad that called a couple of minutes ago that didn't know there was a delay?
I think that she spun out of that pretty well, though. I think she figured out her own mistake, and then she covered herself.
You're right, it was pin control.
The only reason she covered herself is because you guys were about to jump all over, and she thought, oh, crap, they're going to get on me.
We have someone who understands the concept of the show.
Right, congratulations, you're the first one today.
Very good.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to let you know, love you guys, listen to you guys forever since you're on WAVA. Used to play Little League just down the street from where your studio is.
Okay, a little too much info.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Memories.
He was good until the end.
That's right.
He was like Hitler.
He was good.
To quote Marge Schott again.
Yeah, then his generals tried to kill him.
He made good roads, though.
Absolutely.
Craig.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, my girlfriend's, we have a problem with her. She wants to get a boob job. She wants to go from having really big ones, like she does now, to having, like, small, normal ones. And I was wondering, is there anything you can do for her? Anything you could help me convince her?
What size is your girlfriend now?
Right now, she's got, like, 38 double Ds.
If you're concerned about it, I would think you would know the exact size.
Well, she changes. Sometimes she goes from a double to a triple.
And how big are the dog's breasts?
The dog's? I don't know, about 120 pounds.
All right, and what size does your girlfriend want to go to?
She wants to drop down to like a 36C.
And there's nothing wrong with a 36C.
36C is usually considered the perfect breast.
Perfect.
Yeah, but if you saw the ones that she has now, they're perfect.
Was she a big cow?
No, actually, she only weighs like 132 pounds.
So she's got big, beautiful breasts, and she wants to make them smaller.
Big, wonderful sweater puppies, and I don't want to lose them.
Well, listen there. Well, first off, get that dog to shut up.
Hang
on. Shut up! Thank you.
Would I be the only one in the room that questions the sincerity of this individual?
No.
I believe he's making this all up.
No, seriously.
No, seriously.
In fact, I think this same guy called yesterday starting to explain another problem, and we cut him off because we weren't buying it.
You think so?
I
don't remember that.
I didn't call yesterday.
Larry the liar called.
Would you be able to give us your girlfriend's phone number?
Actually, you can have her work phone number.
Okay, good. Hold on a second.
Very good. We'll take that off the air.
Yeah. This has now become a challenge. Rob, line
Make
three.
Sure you get his information, too, first. Get his information.
Line number three. Find out about his girlfriend with 38 double Ds.
There's trouble afoot.
You know, this started out just as a segment. We were just answering the telephone.
Absolutely. You just never know what's going to happen.
You know, and I hate quoting Joan Crawford all the time, but look what you made me do. Look what you have made me do.
It's always an adventure. Those phones, it is always an adventure.
When one of them comes out, they all come out.
Absolutely.
And the guys that I wanted to stay on the line, like the guy that wanted to pretend he was Frida,
right?
That guy hung up right away.
Of course. We were having fun with him. Right, but there was success during this phone scam. We did teach that guy the crickets, and that to me was very satisfying.
It was worth it.
Did you get his name too, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Hold on.
Now we're going to call and find out if this is legit. But he had that kind of giggly... You know, weird sound in his voice.
Tone.
Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not.
We'll find out. We'll call Rose.
Very good.
That's the name we were given.
Rose.
This is voicemail for Rose Boutin.
All right.
I'm unable to answer the phone at the moment. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Well, this will do no good whatsoever.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, why don't you leave a message?
Hi, Rose. I was just calling to see if you're still at work.
Why don't you leave your name?
She knows who it would be.
No, why don't you leave your name?
Oh, this is Craig, and we're on the Don and Mike show right now, and we're calling about the little issue that we were discussing the other night. And
what was the issue?
The issue with the breasts. And I was just, if you're around, give me a call back.
And what was the issue?
She was going from one size of being beautifully large to smaller size.
You seem suddenly to be locking up, sir.
Nah, I'm not used to leaving messages on her voicemail.
Why? Isn't it your girlfriend?
Yeah, my girlfriend, but it's also...
What?
It's a long story.
Well, we got time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nah.
Wait, what's the long story? Is she your girlfriend?
She's my girlfriend, but she's also somebody else's.
Who else's girlfriend is she?
Can't say.
Okay, don't you be lying to us.
You listening?
Oh, you're such a liar.
You are so full of it.
You're such a liar.
Why don't you just admit it now?
Just admit you're lying, because we're going to do the Inquisition. We're going to get to the bottom of every detail of this, unless you come clean right now.
Okay. I lied. You got me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. F you.
F me.
All right. F you. Christ, you moron. What was the point of this?
Yeah, what was it? Just to get on the radio?
No, actually, see, we did talk about that the other night, but it wasn't a very serious talk. I just wanted to see what you guys would do with it.
What we could do with it?
Yeah, you know, see what you tell me to say to her and stuff like that.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. Just go away.
Goodbye.
Go away.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And then he's got to give the...
I don't care. Bye-bye.
That was fun anyway.
Hang up!
Hang up!
See ya.
Rose, if you can still hear me... Please kill this guy. I'm serious. I've had a string of about 20 idiots in a row call this radio show today.
Please.
And he was the cherry on the idiot cake.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1. To listen to it, 2. To re-record.
Can't resist. Hey, why don't you leave a message? Honestly, if you're still at work? Why don't you leave your name? She knows who it would be. No, why don't you leave your name? Oh, this is Craig. And we're on the Don and Mike show right now, and we're calling about the little issue that we were discussing the other night. And what was the issue?
The issue with the breasts. And I just
want to hear us bust them, okay?
Call back. Well, what was the issue?
It was going from one size of being beautifully large to smaller size.
You seem suddenly to be locking up, sir.
Nah, I just not used to leaving messages on her voicemail.
Why? Isn't it your girlfriend?
Yeah, my girlfriend, but it's awful.
What? They're idiots. Well, we're pricks.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Nah. Wait, what's the long story?
We're giant pricks.
Yes, we are.
She's my girlfriend, but she's also...
It's big fun, though, isn't it?
Yes,
who else's girlfriend is she?
Can't say.
Hey, don't you be lying to us.
Are you listening?
Oh, you're such a liar.
You are so full of it.
You're such a liar. Why don't you just admit it now?
Just admit you're lying, because we're going to do the Inquisition. We're going to get to the bottom of every detail of this, unless you come clean right now.
Okay. I lied. You got me.
Okay. Right? That's
okay.
I just wanted to hear it played
very nice.
Thank you, ladies. Wasn't a little self-indulgent, but thank you.
It was wonderful.
Thank you. We do appreciate it.
There were a lot of lessons taught today.
Yes, there were. Jesus Christ. We must do a break. Wow. We got to get out of here. We got a break. Help! Start tapping touch tones right there. But you know, every once in a while, I like a good segment of phone calls like that.
Absolutely.
Sure. Just every once in a while. Like, not every time we go to the phones, but every once in a while.
Absolutely. It makes my eyes twitch, but that's all right.
There were the touch tones. Oh, there they are again. The toe-tapping touch tones. Time for Caller 100.
All right.
The prize package selected especially for you, and also the shot at the rent a mortgage. Call Toya right now. Phone number still the same. 1-877-365-3636.
Billy, do you like the radio? Billy, do you listen to the Don and Mike show?
Billy.
Call it 100 times. And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, did I get caller 100?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, 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 yes. You're the 100th caller. What is your name?
My name's Tony Glines.
Hold on, Tony. I'm trying to work out a new fanfare here.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Well, that's cool. I expect a little mice to run in or something like that.
We've got, I'll play it for you in a second, the worst sound effects record we have ever received. We got today.
Well, that's right, Tony. You're the winner. I'm Kent Brockman.
Where are you calling from, Tony?
Sacramento.
Beautiful. Okay, HTK. Tony, you've won two of our favorite CDs. You won the Pull My Finger and Tongues CD. CDs right available. On. Go online at www.pullmyfinger.com. But wait, there's more. You qualified for this Friday's big free money show where we pay rents and we pay mortgages. How much do you pay every month?
I pay the whole $450.
$450? What do you get for $450?
One bedroom in beautiful downtown Sacramento.
Beautiful. Listen to the show on Friday. Got to listen to the whole show.
There's your fanfare, Tony.
And I hope we pay your rent and mortgage on Friday. Thank you, Tony.
You bet.
Thank you. Hold on, please. Hold on, please. CD's still going.
Just to say the cut number two?
Yeah. This is without a doubt.
Street sounds?
Let me go to the beginning. This is the worst one we've ever received.
Okay.
This says, Dear Don and Mike, Please enjoy this on your show. Give me a plug if you can.
It's from a company, not from a guy.
Okay. And it's called America's Funniest Sound Effects for Home Video.
For home video. So it's billing itself as something to really use for... Well, that if it's funny, then, I mean, that last one's kind of jive and funny.
But it's supposed to be serious. Like, here's track one. Car crash.
It's ancient is what it is.
Uh-huh. Car crash. Any day now. This is the bad quality, all the hiss on this.
It's like 1930s. What's that thing the Stooges were using, Rob? What's that thing called?
What's that machine?
A Foley box.
A Foley box.
Foley box. Okay, and then you have tire screeching.
Two.
Tire screeching.
Like a Model 2.
Those
things suck. These are horrible.
Next is police siren.
Would be the old highway patrol.
No. It's still tire screeching.
You get out of the car right now. Here we go. Yeah.
Okay. Police siren.
Three.
This is so old.
Well, that's a modern siren.
Yeah, it's a modern siren. I was hoping to be the. I'll see here. Okay, Clancy, this is the police.
Hey, let me go to cartoon effect.
Okay.
Cartoon effect.
Good. Oh, hey. Man, nice mixing there.
Fancy. 26.
26.
It's kind of like these, they ripped them off somewhere, right?
It's a total rip-off. Seven. What did they just put a microphone up to an old, to the Western channel? Oh, these are awful. It's the worst recording quality I've ever heard.
I bet they got these off of old movies that are now in the public domain. Nobody owns the rights to them. That's how they could snag
them. Sure.
Right,
now we have body sounds. Here's the one that says belch. Okay, belch. I don't know how they could pull that off
no,
of a movie.
True.
And that's probably, you know what? That's probably one that the original did.
All right, here's a kiss. Sneeze.
36.
These are so
awful,
bad.
Man.
They're terrible.
37.
Snoring threesome. They're awful.
I know.
All right, here's a burp. Burp.
38.
As opposed to a belch on the previous cut. Oh, a little reverb. Thank you.
And a hiccup. Here's a hiccup.
39.
Oh, my God, that's the worst hiccup I have ever heard.
I got to recite it. He actually said hiccup.
He said hiccup.
Hiccup.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
That's the worst.
Let me replay it. Wait a minute.
He actually just said hiccup.
Hiccup.
God.
Hiccup.
He says hiccup.
Hiccup.
All right, how about, let me see, we go to the fanfare we played.
Okay.
Okay. Here's fanfare.
That's cheesy enough. Would that be the only thing you played that I think we could ever use?
So bad it's good.
Here is foghorn.
I like that. We don't have one like that.
That is nice. Can we play that one again? I'd love to hear that one.
Hold on.
Bet and I come down to the dock about 6 o'clock in the early morning.
Foghorn.
It could be a sound effect we play every time Ken Stevens walks in.
And you know what? This is not like the oldest thing in the world because one of the tracks on here says video games.
It's Pong, though.
Yeah. You're right. Hold on.
Beep.
One, two, three.
All right, here's video games from the worst sound effects CD ever.
Oh,
Okay.
It's awful. That's horrible. You know, some of these are bad enough.
Yeah, they are.
I want to keep them around.
Oh, absolutely. We take you now to the WJFK engineering room, where they're working on some fantastic new inventions. Wendell Hall at his work desk.
There he goes. Dan Rison writes a memo to the CBS engineering staff.
67.
Oh, here's archery, Mike.
Oh, good.
How do you get archery?
Ow! Sorry. Could you play that one again? That's, you have to do that along with it.
All right, hold on. Oops.
I got a back and a bad one.
Sorry. Anti-aircraft missile launch.
68.
Anti-aircraft. Now we're talking.
This is London. Wait, let me go to a bowling ball.
Oh, very good.
Let's hear bowling ball.
Well, that's more than just bowling ball.
Bowling,
that's bowling period.
Pins.
Mm-hmm. All right,
how about chicken clucking?
Ah, that's always lovely.
Okay, hold on. Let me clear this. 16.
I sure like that arrow.
Trash.
Okay. Cupid, that could be our Cupid.
I'm keeping it. I'm keeping that. I'm keeping the video games. Okay. I'm keeping the bad fanfare. I'm keeping the foghorn.
You can make something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Chicken clucking.
They suck.
All right, how about rooster crowing?
Okay.
There's rooster crowing.
Time for Steve Goldstein to go to work.
75.
Chicken flapping wings. That's the worst.
That's
like the sound of a newspaper like this.
Right.
That is the worst.
Chicken flapping wings. Thank you for listening to our sound effects record.
Yeah, come on, please.
The magic you can make on your videos with sound. Wonderful, rich, authentic sound.
You know what? Hold on.
But that's Joe Ardinger in the background.
I just came up with what that sound is,
it's
though.
It's Joe Ardinger's sound effects record.
The sound of Joe Ardinger J-O-ing. Let's go now to the WJFK bathroom, where we have a hidden microphone. Joe Ardinger is J-O-ing.
Here it is. Way to go, Joe. Congratulations on a great J.O. and a great sound effect.
Joe Ardinger can't see our hidden camera. Look at him, furiously J.O.ing.
But he successfully gets the fanfare. No, you see, it's got to be this, then the arrow, then the fanfare. Because when he's successful, that's the sound of the arrow coming out. Joe Ardinger.
All right, now we have pigs oinking.
76.
Pigs oinking.
We have the best of that ever.
How about a hornet's nest?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here's a hornet's nest.
Oh, my God.
The bees! Bees, they're tearing my flesh off! No!
Oh, my God, humanity. All I did was go down to the mailbox and kick the mail post. And the bees have been...
All right, let's go to the next section. Hold on. Here is explosion with debris.
Oh, very good. All right, potential here.
Not just an explosion. Explosion with debris.
I predict this will suck.
Yep. How about a high-speed dentist drill?
Oh, that's always nice. I love that because...
That is an annoying sound.
Oh, God.
I give him credit.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Firecrackers.
Okay.
Say, who let off the firecrackers in the studio?
Sounds like a bunch of guys stomping their feet.
Yes, it does. Right, and then you have medieval battle.
Oh, that's good. A joust?
This says medieval battle.
Braveheart. It looks like guys with knives and forks.
This is the cheesiest. Sounds like sales staff meetings.
Medieval battle.
Doing the Atlanta Braves thing. All right, and finally, the final track says wind, thunder, screams, etc.
Okay, this is going to be a real CF. Hey, oops, hold on a second. Cue it up.
Final cut. Wind, thunder, screams, etc.
There were a couple on there that were adequate.
So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, some new... sound effects.
Thank you for joining us on our journey through the magical world of sound.
Jonathan, you know what that video game was?
That indeed, that was Donkey Kong, which dates from 1980. I wasted most of my junior college days playing that.
So this is Donkey Kong.
So it's not quite as old as Pong, but it's only a couple of years older, or newer, rather. Donkey Kong. That's the sound of the ape working his way up to the top.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You made sense here.
But I see, for the purpose of argument, I like to make it Wendell Hall working on the new transmitter.
I don't know Wendell, but I can almost see him.
Wendell looked a lot like Mario. That's where Mario first came from, right?
Well, that's right.
From Donkey Kong.
That's right. Taking me back, boys.
That's good. Well, if it worked for you, that's great.
All right, thanks, boys.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Hello. Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hi, boo-boo.
Oh, is this the same guy?
He's calling back. He took your advice and he called back. She called back. I'm sorry.
Boo-boo, I know you were asking about who was in my dream, but it's just such a personal thing for me.
It's not the same guy.
No, really?
Not the same guy.
Oh, that's a drag.
It's an imposter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Bob Hope and Alec Baldwin.
Okay, but you're an imposter.
No, boo-boo, I just want
you're not
to
the same guy. No,
set the record straight.
You see, now every boy will want to play your wife.
You're not the same guy. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, buddy.
This is Aaron from Wichita. She listened to that disclaimer that they're playing about the radio game, and they're not letting everybody know that it's 5 million people listening instead of just a local area.
Well, that's that thing we talked about like 3 hours ago.
That's right.
All right, sure, yeah, let us hear it.
Okay.
From Ben Pringle in a moment. Every day is payday. Every day is payday. On KRDB, the Workday Payday Song of the Day is on B98 FM. This is a simultaneous collective contest among AM/FM incorporated radio stations in 48 markets. No purchase necessary. Here's how it works. Every weekday from March 30th through May 26th, AM/FM incorporated will give away $5,000 cash and $10,000 on Thursday. Listen to B98 FM weekdays at 7:05 a.m. We'll announce the titles and artists of the Workday Payday.
You know, there's a reason they're playing this crazy carnival music in the background.
Yeah, to distract you.
When you hear it in its entirety, call nationwide 1-877-552-CASH. That's a simple toll-free number for the Workday Payday Song of the Day.
That's another junking this up.
Oh, absolutely.
Anything to get away from the message that you have no real chance to win the money.
Illusion.
That's
great.
All right, good. Thank you, my friend.
Good job.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Get back to something we talked about earlier in today's show.
That is so funny.
Hello, Mike.
What's up?
Hi, Mike. What's up?
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
I took my grandmother to see Andy Griffith the other night, and we ended up getting to meet him after the show, which was here in Lafayette.
We've had Andy Griffith on our show a couple of times. We really like him.
And he was a total dick to us. My grandmother tried talking to him. She asked him for his autograph, and she said, "Andy's nuts."
Good.
Sorry.
Don't we have to say something to? Yeah. I mean, that's the rule.
Yes, right.
That's the way the rule
Absolutely.
Works.
Absolutely. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you going?
Hello, Dennis.
It's Dennis Murphy.
Hey, and Mike, did you cry when you were watching those Three Stooges last night?
Do you know at the very, very end, Dennis, I will tell you that I was slightly moved, but I did not cry.
No,
but I was moved. I was touched.
I was crying when Kirby had that cloak.
No, I wasn't crying at that point. But at the very end when they were surprised that everybody loved them and they stood on the stage,
I got a little bit
moved. I really did.
But I got teary eyed when Kirby had a cloak and all that.
You know, because, I mean, that was Michael Chiklis. It wasn't Kirby.
It was the commish. It was Charlie Stossel.
It just didn't work for me. Looking at the, and I didn't think he did a very good job. But I love the Stooges, Dennis, and I enjoyed the TV movie. I really did. I watched all of it, and I didn't hate it.
Yeah,
I watched it all too, and I
hated every minute.
I hated it. You know what it made me do? It made me appreciate the real Three Stooges.
Oh, absolutely.
When they did the scenes when they were trying to pretend that they were in the movies, you know, it made you appreciate really how good the Stooges were.
Absolutely.
And just real fast, here's what was wrong with it. The guy who played Moe looked nothing like Moe.
Right.
The guy who played Larry, I thought, was the closest.
Yeah. He was the best of the three.
The guy that was Curly, I'm sorry, I can't get past the fact that he's the freaking commish.
Whoa.
He's Daddy-O.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who was Shemp was too gone.
Shemp was the worst, and you know we've had the arguments on the show. I, being a Shemp connoisseur,
I hate Shemp.
I will tell you right now, the Shemp was the worst looking Shemp I've ever seen. And they should have made them all older guys. Instead of guys like in their 40s or 30s, they should have made it guys in their 50s, because even though the Stooges were, you know, were in their 40s, they looked like they were 50 or 60.
I agree with you, Mike.
I watched it. It was a car wreck. I mean, I couldn't turn away from it, but I was just really disappointed. Three Stooges were so great, and all that did last night was it blew. It was a mockery of the Three Stooges. I really thought it was.
The guy that played Mo, I don't know what he was going for, but I mean, it wasn't. I think they all owed it to the Stooges to try to do like the best impression of the Stooges.
He didn't look like him, and he didn't sound like him.
He didn't talk about him. You know, the only thing he did was the angry face. You know, but I mean, Mo was. You know what it is? You'd never get any guys that would be able to do that.
Oh, I'm sure that there are guys who look like Mo and guys who you could coach to sound like Mo.
Larry, everybody can do Larry. Hey, why are you?
Hey, I'm not like Kirby with my head shaved.
Oh, goodbye, Dennis.
Oh, come on.
No, goodbye.
Hey, gone.
So what? You. You know, Dennis, does it always have to get back to you?
Oh.
Does it always really have to? I mean, we're having a discussion with you, something we rarely do on this show, and does it always get back to Dennis Murphy?
Yes.
Okay,
goodbye.
Also?
What?
I was born with club feet. You might want to know that.
You have something up with your feet?
Yeah. I was born with club feet.
With club feet?
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
We've seen your toes. Those
we've seen your toes when you came in with those...
I was born with club feet.
But, Dennis, those aren't club feet.
Well, I was... No. But when I was born, I had club feet.
They fixed them?
It took months to get my feet fixed.
Your feet look great, though. I mean, considering outside of the toenails.
How do you fix clubbed feet?
Oh, easily.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can fix club feet.
I thought if someone has club feet, it's like all their toes are attached, and it's just one big lump of skin.
Well, the doctor did a great job with me.
Well, your feet looked, I mean, outside of the green toenails, your feet look really good.
Okay, you like.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, goodbye.
And no, Don?
No, that's it. I'm just going to think about the doctor looking at your club feet, getting his big saw, and cutting the line where there would be the big toe, and then cutting another line where it would be the second toe.
His feet really look perfectly normal to me.
I can attest. I was born with club feet.
And why did you bring that up anyway?
Well, you brought it up yesterday during the Too Fast Quiz.
All right, there's someone famous at club feet. Who was it? Damon Wayans?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Dennis.
Okay, Don, I'm sorry. I screw up the show.
No problem, Dennis.
Okay.
You always do.
Mike?
Yes, Dennis.
Did I do a good job?
What?
Okay, I'll hang up.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Dennis, sometimes you're very predictable. You got to work on giving us a twist.
Oh, okay.
Same thing every time when you call. I mean, like the fact that you had club feet was good, but then you don't know when to go. Then you stay on the line and you say, you know,
oh no, oh God, you know. And then I'll say, hang up, Dennis, and you'll say, but oh, okay. I love you, Mike. And then I'll say, hang up, Dennis. And you'll say, I love you, Buzz. I mean, it's the same thing every time. Come on, fool me.
Okay, I wasn't special ass of a fuck for you.
Dennis.
What?
Dennis. Oh, my God.
No, end the phone call differently. I mean, tell me more about yourself.
Oh, I understand. Nice to meet you and more of you.
We're looking forward to seeing you on stage, Dennis.
Oh, God, me too. No, not me. Oh, God. Okay, I'll hang up.
Dennis, there are sometimes when you call when you're just totally unprepared.
I'm okay.
You know that. You know what we're talking about. It's the L word, Dennis.
Come on, he gave you the perfect out. He said, we're looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
Okay. I love you, Mike.
I love you, Dennis.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, Dennis.
How's your belly button?
It's still leaking. Yeah, but otherwise,
this.
Okay.
Okay.
Predicted
gone?
This. Yes.
Of course. You and I are great friends, right?
Yes, Dennis. We're great.
Good
ethic. Great friends.
See, there you go.
He
waits for that sign that we love him, and then he goes. I somehow find that charming.
Special Ed Club Defeat.
Yeah, he just, you know, screaming for our affection today.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
You guys just don't get it, do you?
Get what?
I mean, how could you guys, how come y'all didn't need it?
How come we what?
Yeah, Mike, don't walk into it. This is a D's Nuts call.
No, it is not. It's perfectly not. I swear to you, it's not. I'm just saying, I thought I mailed it all to you. It had to be signed by, you know, a certified certificate and everything.
Don't say it, Mike, because he's just...
I'm climbing up here.
You're going to walk right into it. You're going to say, what? And then he's going to say, these nuts.
I swear, you could get my phone number out. You could give it out. It's not a these nuts. I mean, and another thing, didn't you guys... You said you would never do it in the no-no spot, right?
Correct.
All right, now, look. If you said... Toya made a bet with you that if you would do it in that spot, she would swallow or something like that a while ago?
Yes, that was, well, not a bet. It was like a gentleman's agreement.
Okay. Now, you mean to tell me you won't do it in a no-no spot, but you would suck the stains off of Monica Lewinsky's robe?
You're going back a long way with that.
No. It's not that I would swallow. It is that Toya doesn't swallow.
Right, and you don't do it in a no-no spot.
No, I don't.
That's why I sent it to y'all, because, I mean, you were contradicting yourself.
Yes, that's very good.
Sent what?
I didn't hear you.
Sent what?
Sent what?
Sent what?
I said, that's why I sent it to you.
What did you send? There we go. Okay. I wanted to get it out of the way.
Just like to say, I have predicted that.
Thank you for...
From the beginning.
Thank you.
Called it. Predicted that.
That's why I sent it to you. What did you send? These nuts. Thank you very much. We gave him a lot of pleasure.
Hello, Rich.
A lot of pleasure.
Rich. Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Good. Hey, I just had something to say about the guy who called earlier, capping on your son. You know?
Oh, come on, please. I don't want to go there. Thank you.
No, no.
Now, listen, I don't care. I see on the screen, you want to back up about my kid. Well, I appreciate it. You want to back my kid up.
I listened to the interview a couple weeks ago.
What is that? You know, what's really amazing is when you say very clearly to someone, you don't want to go there. And he just can't deal with
just
it.
Just barrels through.
Right.
I'm just saying that you don't call in and cap it on someone's kid.
Listen.
Kids myself, and I think...
Listen, I agree with you. I believe that I let that thought go. I mean, that came through the radio airwaves.
Exactly. I certainly, as
well-intentioned as you are, I don't need your back on this one. Okay?
That's cool.
I don't need you riding shotgun for me.
I understand that. You're well capable of taking care of it yourself.
Yes, I am.
I just wanted to let you know that there are listeners out there that...
I know there are listeners out there who know that my kid's not an idiot. Please, come on. You're patronizing me when you call with this crap. You really are. You think I don't know that?
Well, I'm well aware of you knowing it, but I just want to let you know that, you know, I heard the interview with your son a couple weeks ago on the driving. I thought he was a, you know, well-spoken, intelligent kid.
Okay.
You know?
Obviously.
I was agreeing with you.
Obviously. But I'm not really so shallow that I need you to call in and give me affirmation about that.
But maybe another guy that's out there listening needs another listener.
I don't care. Listen, I don't care if somebody listening got the wrong idea.
And I don't want to be totally cynical. I really don't.
I understand.
I've been clear, but I find this a little disingenuous. I really do.
I understand that you probably say you want to let the issue go.
Sometimes when somebody gets a hard time on this show, somebody else will call, and it's not really...
They just want to get it started up again.
They either want to get it started up or they want to feel good about themselves.
Right.
And sometimes, I'm not saying that you're doing that. Hold on a second.
People crap on kids. They can't even...
You know something? You want to hear your own voice, bud. That's what you want to do.
No, actually, that's not true.
That is
true. No, it is.
That's not true.
That you have been jammering since we picked up the phone.
Listen, do you have children?
I do, too.
Okay. You worry about your kids.
I do,
and I'll worry about my kids.
That's fine. And if you don't want the public to have an idea of what your personal life is about...
I think the public...
You don't want people to call in and have an opinion about
it. He's getting upset. I think he's legitimately upset.
I think the public has a very good idea of how I feel about my family. I love my family.
Exactly.
That guy called.
Well taken.
That guy
sounds
called.
Like you do.
That guy called to bust balls with my kid. He pissed me off. My point
exactly.
is, I don't need.
And it pissed your listeners off too. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
But I don't need you to call in to pile on, even though you're trying to pile on the right side.
Does it make any sense? Let me ask you this, sir. Hold on a second. Before
sure.
you talk, let me just ask you a question.
Sure.
Wouldn't it make sense that if we went by something like that, and you were concerned because it pissed you off, wouldn't it
right.
make sense that the one thing we probably wouldn't want to do would be to go back and revisit that? That we'd really just want to move forward, and maybe one of the worst things you could do is just to bring that up again? Did that ever enter your mind?
Because you have an open forum for other people.
That's not what I'm saying, because you're calling under the guise of being supportive and trying to,
right.
allegedly make us all feel better. Wouldn't you think that it's really just best sometimes to move by stuff? Would that enter your mind? I'm just curious about that.
Actually, it didn't enter my mind.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying
maybe it should have.
You're right. Maybe it should have before I called, but I just want to let you know that I had a strong opinion about that.
All right, and I appreciate
you have an open forum for people to call and let you know that.
Okay, but listen, the forum is not as open as you think.
There's
some pretty wild subjects on here. It's pretty open.
No, it's not as open as you think.
As a matter of fact, technically, it's not open at all.
Right.
It is strictly controlled.
Okay, right. I understand that.
There you go.
Okay, because I got my finger on the button at all times.
Exactly. And one other thing.
Yes, one other thing.
Forum is closed. I mean, he called with good intentions.
I don't doubt that. I also think that when somebody is just going, bah, 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 bah,
enough.
They're doing it really. Yeah, maybe it's good. A little bit of good intentions and a lot of wanting to hear themselves on the radio. Right?
Please, as he said, the public. What does the public think? I think the public knows that I love my son, and my son's not an idiot. The guy that called was just trying to be a ball buster.
Yeah, and when the guy calls in, anybody would have anything said about their kids. Of course it pisses us off. And you know something? It's also, you and I both understand, it comes with the territory.
Right.
That's the way it is.
And if it was something that was really hatefully said about my son or about my wife or about Mike's kids or anybody, I would have deleted it out.
Bingo. Right.
And I think that most people listening to this show, God damn it, are bright enough to know that. That some guy from Sacramento doesn't have to call an hour later and say, well, listen, I just want the public to know that, I know you're better than that, and he's a bright boy. I heard him talk about his driving test.
But all the desire is simply to move forward.
Right. Mm-hmm. Could you be any more obvious? I've stated the obvious. Hello, Jackson.
Hey, Don.
Jackson.
Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, you were talking about John Ardinger, how he was J-O-ing in the bathrooms.
Not yes. John Ardinger, it's Joe.
Joe, yes.
You got us.
Okay.
That was perfect.
You got us.
Thanks. That was perfect. He picked his
right.
perfect spot.
You got us. Timeout will be right back.
Feel good. Truly campy chat. Don and Mike.
All right.
Boy.
I like Dude Walker. I still like Paul Turner, though.
Yeah.
Gigantic voice.
Such a little man.
Both good guys. I just had to share a call with you. I just took off the air.
Really?
Hi, honey.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
Hi, baby. Put the boy on, will you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Father.
During the commercial, I hate this when the show overlaps into real life.
Yeah. Oh, that's very dangerous.
I just want to tell him something a little more forcefully on the radio than I did on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
You never pick anything up, you do.
Hello?
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 Now, you understand that this is Dad on the radio as opposed to Dad in real life talking to you?
Yes.
Okay, so you know during the last commercial set, when you guys turned the radio on, you said, hey, what did that guy say about me?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, it was nothing that, you know, I love you and I'd never let anything bad be said about you.
Mm-hmm.
It was just part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the radio, the dad on the radio says, F that guy. F him.
There you go.
I just wanted to say that to your face on the radio. But, oh, you know, if it was something serious, I would never let anybody, you know, dish you on the radio.
You already told me that.
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Yeah.
But you know.
I don't have a learning disability. I understand.
Ah, thick skin. Thick skin boy.
You know how many idiots call this show every day?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Just want to tell you that.
Guess what I received in the mail today?
What?
A sample condom.
From who?
This weird condom. It's called, like, the In-Spiral.
Wow. Well, how did you get that?
I asked.
You asked. Well, who did you ask for?
The website.
Well, no.
The website.
Oh, the internet.
There it is again, the website.
The evil internet, yeah. Once again.
Well, a quote from Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Bagginess makes for more rub-a-dub-dub maneuvers.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you something. It's not his first condom.
Oh, dear.
He got one that we were on vacation a couple of weeks ago.
Through the internet again?
No. He got one in the Cayman Islands that came in a keychain.
Ah, very nice.
And he has another one. Didn't Mommy give you the other one?
No.
Where did you get the other one you have? That one that's hidden in your room?
School.
Oh, dear.
School.
Oh, man.
School?
School, Dad.
Hello?
Oh, dear.
All right, well, I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, so remember, this is the dad on the radio saying, F those idiots. And that's what I say to them, F them.
Right.
Okay.
Just idiots.
Okay.
Okay. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
There he goes. And his ear's better, I guess, because he sounds like that.
Yeah,
again.
He's fine.
That's good.
Okay, listen. Van Patten's in the news.
Van Patten?
Hey.
Wow, dirty she is.
Van Patten's in the news. I know we got to make this fast.
Okay.
Christ, the show's going to be on until midnight tonight. Farrah Fawcett went into hiding after being whacked across the nose while making a tennis video with Dick Van Patten's son, Nels.
Nels, he's a good tennis player.
The former Charlie's Angel, who has a history of violent relationships, was convinced that anyone who saw her black and blue face would assume she had been fighting with her boyfriend again.
Oh, Farrah. What is wrong with Farrah?
So, according to this story, Farrah Fawcett's coming out and saying that she's not been beaten up by her boyfriend, that it's Nels Van Patten who whacked her across the nose while making a tennis video.
You know, when I was home over the weekend?
Yeah.
My wife and I were in my old bedroom. That's where we slept. And my wife went through the closet.
Ooh.
And found my old Farrah poster.
Wow.
Which she said would be an incredibly valuable collectible.
Probably.
Except that I wrote on it, Mike, thanks for last night. I'm such an idiot. Comedy's my life, boys. And I like wrote on every on my Cheryl Ladd poster, too.
Oh.
It's like, you're the greatest, Cheryl Ladd. I'm an idiot.
You are.
Those would be, I don't know how much they would be worth, but they'd be worth a fair amount of money.
Hi, this is Dick and Pat with the joke of the week.
Here we go.
For 40 years, I've been waiting for a Jew to get into the White House. One finally does, and she blew it.
That's old. That's his old joke. Dick, update the joke.
But for Dick Van Patten, racy bit of double entendre.
Do you remember the last time we called, he had that joke?
Oh, was it really?
Yes, yes, the Monica Lewinsky joke.
Hello, Dick. Hello, Van Pattens. It's Don and Mike.
How are you, Van Pattens? It's been a long time since we've spoken with you.
We are calling about the story in the newspaper about Nels whacking Farrah Fawcett across the nose while making a tennis video.
Obviously an accident. We certainly hope everyone's doing fine. And how is Farrah doing? If you could let us know, we'd appreciate it.
And we wanted to make sure that this story was kosher with Nels, if this is what really happened. Not casting any aspersions on Nels.
Yeah, because you never know. You can't believe what you read.
You know, making sure that Farrah is not using Nels as her excuse in this.
That's right. And was it on the clay tennis court? That's what we're curious about.
Is Nels the one who lives next door?
That's Vincent.
Who was getting the massage that day? Oh, that was Vincent.
That was Vince, I believe.
We didn't meet Nels, did we?
I don't think we met Nels that day.
All right, well, Dick, this is Don and Mike.
And best to you and your family. We miss you, Dick. We haven't had you on the show for quite a while.
Oh, we had him on a while ago, didn't we? We called him for some reason?
It's always too long. If I could have him on every day, I'd be happy.
And when is your brother who directs The Sopranos going to call us, Dick?
We love you, Dick. We do.
All right. Thank you, Dick. Call us sometime.
Goodbye, Dick.
Now.
I'm sorry.
You know, you start doing the Dick stuff.
I'm sorry, I know.
You're going to ruin the only friend that we have in showbiz. Maybe you've noticed. Hello, Leah Remini, Kevin James. Not calling anymore.
I know, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Very long time.
Titus, Christopher Titus. Not calling anymore.
I know, and the show's successful.
Uh-huh. The only guy we got left is goddamn Dick Van Patten.
And Al Molinaro.
Yeah. Last time we called, we received no answer.
That's right, he might be sleeping.
The peaceful, eternal sleep of the dead. All right, well, maybe Dick Van Patten tomorrow. And you know what? Hey, Charlie, why don't you, Charlie Broyle, place a call to Ms. Remini.
Yes, very good.
See if she'd like to talk to us tomorrow.
Because I'd like to talk about her Quaker Steak commercial.
I'd like to see what's up with her. I want to find out when that episode we taped of King of Queens is going to be airing.
Yeah, I miss her.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Right.
You know, we haven't called her, and she hasn't called us.
That's right.
As predicted.
Buzz, yes.
Buzz, it's the news in the comments again. Uh-huh. And what is your lead story on this go-around?
Up next, elephant goes nuts and attacks people.
I don't like that, Buzz.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
My show. That was very...
But, sorry, professional, I am not an animal.
We'll be right back.
Like a daily 4-hour hot Carl. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzzito.
Hi, Don and Mike. An elephant went nuts yesterday, killing an English tourist at a resort in Thailand.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's a crazy elephant!
The performing elephant turned on its trainer during the show, grabbing him with its trunk and hurling him to the ground.
I don't know why these stories always amuse me, but they do.
Trainer will be okay.
Well, because you're an animal lover, Don. I think that's what it is. And some of these elephants, yeah, they're treated pretty badly.
The bull elephant then turned to the tourists on the front row, killing one and injuring two others. By the way, there's been an arrest in connection with the shootings last night at the National Zoo. A 16-year-old's been taken into custody.
Oh, good, they got him.
Zoo police have anything to do with that?
As a matter of fact, they did.
Yeah.
A Secret Service agent assigned to...
Are you just doing your Rick D's?
No, but it does sound like him, doesn't it?
Well, you said as a matter of fact?
They did.
They did.
If you please.
These clues.
I want to tell you something. The zoo police are out... Outrageous. We're having a press conference now.
If you please.
I'm here with Sergeant Scott Shannon.
Thank you, Rick. Good morning. I want to say something. Being on the zoo police, it's Flesh to Format Friday. Hi, Charlie.
Shannon!
Charlie Stewart, stab like my biggest fan. This is Scott Shannon from PLJ.
Flesh to Format Friday on PLJ.
A Secret Service agent assigned to protect Hillary had her gun stolen in a hotel bar in Chicago
by an elephant.
No, we're playing for Hillary.
Oh, okay. For her ankles.
Yeah. Right. She got elephant ankles.
She does indeed.
She got elephantitis, man.
Oh, man.
It happened.
Oh man.
It happened when the First Lady visited the Windy City last month. Her gun, the agent's gun, was a veteran agent, Mary Drury. It was in her purse under her chair when it was stolen from her at the Fairmont Hotel. Drury was off duty at the time, but she was guarding Mrs. Clinton with that gun in that hotel that same day.
Does she have it in her garter?
No, I don't think so. Just in her purse, under her chair. Secret Service won't say if the agent was drinking. Police have arrested a heroin addict who's been busted 39 times before, this time busted on possession of a stolen weapon.
Surf. I don't like Gardner.
I don't like Gardner.
Hi, this is Surf.
I know your name. You don't need to repeat it to me.
She's just such a bitch. I try to protect her. I'd take a bullet for her. I would take a bullet for her, and she doesn't acknowledge me. She's an ice princess. I just don't understand. Where's my gun? Where's my gun?
Look, a man with the hair plugs has it.
Hi, this is Surf.
Get that guy with the clogs.
Out of the street.
Well, a doctor in New York won't be able to carve his initials into any more patients. Dr. Alan Zarkin's agreed to stop practicing medicine. In exchange for that, he won't go to prison. He'll be on probation for 5 years.
I'm the doctor.
Yeah, that looks good. The charge, they were calling him Zorro because his last initial is Z. The charge was second-degree assault when the obstetrician carved his initials on a woman's abdomen after a C-section last year.
F-Y-I.
I'm the doctor.
He says a brain disorder made him do it.
Right, that's what I say every time. Honey, it's that brain disorder.
when you're carving your initials in people. The patient settled her lawsuit for $1.7 million.
D-O-N-W-A-S-H-E-R-E.
Here. Oh, man, I'm itching terribly.
Don was here! Brain disorder. Sorry.
Another terrifying moment for passengers on Alaska Airlines.
Oh, no.
A gun went off in a baggage compartment while the plane was on the ground in Portland International Airport in Oregon.
It's the Secret Service agent's gun.
That is the most effed up airline.
Mm-hmm. The bullet ripped its way into the passenger cabin, lodging in a diaper bag. No one got hurt.
Man, you couldn't write it any worse for that airline.
A female passenger has been charged with reckless endangerment and concealing a weapon without a permit.